It's time for high school football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. Tonight's live coverage is brought to you by
Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Omni, The Brokerage House, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Jackson Public Schools, Aspen One Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Kelly Express Mart, Performance Automotive Northwest, Grimes Plumbing, Blue Ox Credit Union, Will Be Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, Aeroquip Credit Union, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau Jenkins Insurance Agency, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Trips Collision Center, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Industrial Steel Treating, King's Equipment, and Double Chiropractic.
High school football is live on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian, the Professor Haynes, here at Jackson High School. Jackson Public School is one of our sponsors on our high school broadcasts all season. Thank you to them, and we're glad to be here. Of course, the field looks great. Love the Viking logo right in the middle. The scoreboard is still looking brand new and shiny with a great digital video board. And as never intentionally, Brian, I'll tell on ourselves a little bit, but we're never here intentionally for the Cancer Benefit Night or the Cancer Honoree Night, but we're here again for that night, and I'm glad that it works out that way consistently, that we can be here for a home game when they don the pink jerseys and all the pink shirts around and honor those who we've lost to cancer or who are have defeated cancer or those who are still battling, and it's always a cool night here at Jackson to see the fans kind of come out in a little extra number to support the cause.
Yeah, and all the pink around and that, yep. The program they had there, the little ceremony they had with the players walking with loved ones and stuff, that's real touching. It's just great to be a part of that.
I agree, and great to see that out on the field. It contrasts with the black and orange uniforms that we're used to seeing, but the pink always looks really bright and cool on the field. Sometimes difficult to read the numbers with those jerseys. We'll see coming up, but we're looking forward to a game tonight with the Vikings. Vikings coming off an exhilarating victory last week, beat Pinckney 37-34, and that was a game that we kept getting score updates, and it kept being, oh, Jackson's up by two scores. Now it's a one-score game. Jackson's up by three scores, one score. It just kept being, we didn't know what was going to happen in the end. 37-34 ended up being the final. First victory for the Vikings on the year. Of course, I was there. You were not, as they went out to Western and lost that one by a score 27-20. That game was touch and go, and that went all the way down to the final couple of goal line plays, and Jackson just came up a little short in that one. But that's the game that I'm measuring. That's what I'm expecting kind of tonight, Brian, against Ypsilanti, is that we're going to see that kind of a back-and-forth, even-matched, shootout kind of game. And whatever team's able to go mistake-free for the longest periods and keep their opponents out of the end zone one or two more times, that's going to be the difference.
Yeah, and Steve, you told me after we talked about it, and you said that Jackson High had a young team and that you're kind of looking forward to just seeing the progression as the year went by. You look at the program, they have as many sophomores on the roster as they do seniors.
Yeah.
And that's fairly rare in the football around this area. So, you know, with the physicality, we talk about it all the time. There's just a difference between a 15-year-old boy body and an 18-year-old. So you put that many sophomores on a squad, and it's just going to be something that we look forward to seeing the growth of this team.
Yeah, and they definitely have explosive capabilities, and that's essentially Jaden Ramirez, and everybody kind of flows from there. But, yeah, definitely big play capability for the Vikings, and I'm sure we'll see a couple of those 40, 50-yard breakaway scores in the game for the Vikings tonight. Last season against this Ypsilanti team, they lost, actually, 27-20, and that started that six-game losing streak that they went on to end the season after getting off to a really hot start last year. So Vikings would love to get revenge on this. Matter of fact, when I looked the Vikings are 5-1 all time against Ypsilanti, so they'd like to get that back onto the winning side and make it 6-1 all time tonight against the Grizzlies. Grizzlies come in also 1-2 on the year, and they're coming off a week one win where they beat Sterling Heights 54-6. Holy smokes! So they're capable of putting up points. Then they lost a heartbreaker to Ypsilanti Lincoln, 27-26, and then Dearborn Divine Child, who we will see next week at Lumen Christi, Divine Child beat him up 43-0. So Ipsy's had similar kind of a experience to Jackson on the season so far. And so they'll be looking to get into the win column once again against a team that's now a division rival for them.
Yeah, I was talking to Coach Danny Brown about it, and he was telling me about his youth too, so it sounded very similar to Jackson High. And he was talking about that second loss was on a blocked field goal attempt, so he was, you know, disappointed. He thought they could be too. He did say Divine Child was just a different kind of animal. They weren't quite ready for that yet. So that's a good setup for next week against Lumen. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, and we've gone to Dearborn to see Lumen versus Divine Child in their building. We'll see a little home cooking helps out Lumen. But that's a week from now. Tonight we've got this exciting game. Very cool with the marching band marching in the J formation down the field now as they do the pregame ceremony. Let's go ahead and take 3 minutes here on our pregame coverage, and we'll be back to set things up for game time. Jackson High and Ypsilanti. It's the Vikings and the Grizzlies coming up on WKHM and online at WKHM.com.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. Get ready for fall cleanup with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers, chainsaws, and trimmers from Steel, tractors from John Deere, and get your lawnmower and tractor winterized. Don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road, across from Meijer, performanceautomotivenorthwest.com. Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Haley Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Haley Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Haley Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same day service. 24/7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921. Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You've created a cool indoor retreat. Now let Carrier provide the quiet, efficient cooling you can depend on all summer with a range of innovative cooling solutions to deliver premium comfort and energy savings. Carrier, proud partner of the Detroit Lions.
At Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, we're proud to celebrate 60 years of keeping your home comfortable. For six decades, our community has trusted us to deliver reliable service, and we want to take a moment to say thank you. Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, your trusted neighbor for 60 years.
Lammers.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, the professor, Brian Haynes of the pregame here. The Vikings marching band lined up on the track. They are in their orange uniforms. As we, again, it's a Cancer Appreciation Night or Honoree Night. I never know the right word to say, but they are helping to battle cancer tonight, and the band's still in their orange uniforms, but with pink hats, pink baseball caps, so I like that little touch for the marching band. Sounded good so far today, and we're looking forward to hearing a little more from them as they play the fight song for us. And here come the Vikings out of the tunnel, again, the pink jerseys, and the gray numbers might be all right, Brian, at least coming out. It doesn't always happen, but Jackson High's press box is the best one in the area. Most space. They've got a bathroom up here. It's just it's outstanding as far as the press box goes. There are drawbacks. Number one, it's a lot of steps to climb to get up here, especially if you're carrying equipment. The other one is we are facing west, so as game time approaches, that sun is right directly in our eyes, so it does battle the visibility sometimes, and we hope for a cloudy night, actually. But it's beautiful. No clouds in the sky right now, and the sun is beating down, but it's not too hot. It's just really lovely out here. A little breeze in the stands. Everybody's dressed comfortably, and we've been very fortunate. I'll knock on a little wood that our weather's been tremendous to start the football season this year.
It's been great. But you know what I'm hearing from you, Steve? I'm hearing you making excuses already for you, like, screwing up numbers.
Exactly. I'm setting the table.
You are correct, though. And you know what? For our listeners, we need to give Steve a break here. And if you just hear carry by that kid, that's why.
Yep. But, we'll settle in, and the lights are lit, and so as that sun peaks down or dips down below those trees, we'll have a tremendous night for high school football here in the Jackson area. And Jackson-Ypsilanti growing into more of a rivalry as Jackson continues in that SEC White division. And I still recall that first year they came out and kind of ran the table against all those teams, and it looked like a great move. They're coming in right now 1-1 in the league, and that loss to Chelsea 35-12 2 weeks ago. Always tough to swallow. You know, that's a big one for the Vikings. They'd love to beat up on Chelsea a little bit. Well, let's go ahead and take a 2-minute break, and when we come back, we'll get you to kickoff. Vikings and Grizzlies on WKHM next. Come back.
Your local Kelly Express Mart is your one-stop shop for snacks, coffee, fountain drinks, lunch, or dinner. Not to mention some of the best pizza in town. And now, enjoy $1.99 pizza slices and grab a two-topping pizza for $13.99. You can now pump gas at all locations 24 hours a day. Remember to stop in and check out the newly remodeled location at Michigan and Robinson. For quick, convenient customer service above the rest, always shop Kelly Express.
We can't predict everything in life. Perhaps no one understands that more than Michigan farmers. Weather, poor crops, the economy, all are variables that farmers learn to navigate every season. The Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, represents Michigan's largest farm insurer. They're here to help protect your farm and rural lifestyle. Call the Jenkins Insurance Group today. They're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company, at 879-5171.
Dana Brown here from the Brokerage House Real Estate. Fall is in the air and things are cooling off, but the real estate market is as hot as ever. At the Brokerage House, we are assisting buyers and sellers, right-sizers, veterans, first-timers, and more. Our expert staging and amazing marketing will make your real estate experience top-notch. Visit us at one of our three convenient locations, including our newest office at 113 East Michigan Ave in lovely Grass Lake. Check out DanaBrownHomes.com to see your current home values.
Sometimes you might wonder if you're investing your money the right way, especially when the markets are going up and down. You might wonder, will I have enough to retire one day? How long will my money last anyway? If you've got questions like these, or if you'd like to get professional advice about your investments, give me a call. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Well, the anthem has been played, and we're ready to get things started here. High School Football on WKHM, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't, and looks like we'll get the return team out there for the Grizzlies, meaning they'll start the game with the football. Jackson will kick it off. Jackson had a long stretch where they were just doing outside kicks every time. I don't know if that's still the plan, but we'll see.
I don't think the Grizzlies think it is, because they do not have any kind of hands team out there. This might be a good time to try that.
The film must not have said that.
See, we talk about these both being young teams. I think tonight a lot what's going to happen is going to be determined by, you know, who has the fewer penalties and turnovers, just kind of the mistakes that a lot of times young teams make.
And that, I mean, that's a cheat code, I guess, in football all around. If fewer mistakes, no turnovers, those kind of things, obvious. But in a game where there's potential to have that happen with young teams, who's able to do that less? Who's able to minimize that between these two squads today? So Jackson kicks off. It's not a high end over end, but it does shoot down to the 10, picked up there by Ypsilanti, and started to go to the left, now cuts in the middle of the line. Hit at the 32, dragged down at the 34. And that's where Ypsilanti will start with the football as the offense comes out. And I didn't get to see who was there on the return.
I think that might have been KD Grithrier.
We did also Girthier. Anyway, yeah, we did notice there's going to be a few names that we may struggle with, or we'll settle in and choose a wrong pronunciation perhaps with some of these Grizzlies players. But solid numbers for both teams, although, you know, being in those Division I, Division II areas, it's not necessarily spectacular numbers, but depth is pretty even on these two teams. Ypsilanti comes out in a pistol formation. We do have one wing there, and going into motion, fakes to the receiver, gives to the deep back. He cuts it to the outside, bounces it down there past the 35 where they started, out to the 37, maybe 2 yards on first down. And the running back at least looked good there. Quick bounce out, cut Brian, and some good speed. Just good defense by Jackson. Kyrie Reed on the carry.
Yeah, it looked like Josh Pirtle from Jackson was going to get him, maybe with a couple yard loss, but he escaped him. Nice little balance there.
And again, we've got Cameron Taylor, the senior quarterback, in the shotgun with a pistol running back behind him. Gives to him again. This time he bounces to the right side, trying to get the edge, and he's going to be able to turn the corner. Gets it to the 50, into past midfield to about the 46-yard line before he's dragged down. So nice gain on second down for the Grizzlies, first and 10. And they're going to put that all the way up to the 45. I'd be complaining about that spot if I was Coach Parker. It was a little bonus yardage there, but nevertheless, a nice gain for the Grizzlies, and first and 10 in Viking territory at the 45.
Yeah, Steve, that was Kyrie Reed, and Coach Brown said we're going to see plenty of him today, so get used to calling his name, and if you're listening, get used to hearing his name.
Little shift in the offense here, and the quarterback goes under center. Big setup in the backfield, and they give to the fullback. He's able to bounce through the line out to the 40-yard line, about 5 yards on first down. On the fullback dive, and that was Derek Andrew on the carry.
Well, there's something that I'm always looking at early, particularly, and just seeing the way the line's moving right now, and it's early. With these first three plays, the Ypsilanti line is really kind of pushing Jackson around.
Second down and 5 from the 40-yard line in Jackson territory. They're working on the right hash, going right to left on your radio dial. Pink jerseys for the Vikings, gold helmets, white jerseys for the Grizzlies, and back to the shotgun here for QB Cameron Taylor. Kyrie Reed, the deep back, in motion from the wing. They fake it to him, go back to Reed. He bounces to the right side, had some success over there early, breaks a tackle. They thought they had him stopped for no gain. Instead, he's going to get about 4. It'll come up short of the line to gain a 35, but the right side run and a spin move away from the tackler gets him to a 3rd-and-1 yard situation.
Yeah, I almost misspoke even. I almost said that was a nice tackle by Jaden Ramirez, but he escaped.
Reed does have that kind of low center of gravity. Looks like a running back out there, you know, just that great running back build. Knows where his holes are. Looks quickly to bounce outside, and that's worked here. They give to the fullback on 3rd-and-1. He's going to get more than enough. Past the 35, down to the 32, and stopped. First down for the Grizzlies, continuing to march against the Vikings defense. Jackson needs a big play. They get stop in the backfield or even just a no-gainer to give them a little momentum here.
Yeah, and that's why we talked earlier about how penalties will be so big. You know, you get false start or something with this kind of ground, just methodical attack. It's tough when you're behind the chains. But right now, Ypsilanti getting them for 4 or 5 each first down.
They faked that sweep a couple times already, and I'm waiting for them to hand it off. This time a fake and a bootleg, looking to throw. Gets the pass up high, but caught. Cameron Taylor rolling out to his left and unleashes one down, and it's going to end up down at about the 16-17-yard line. Receiver on the play, Caleb Smithson, and another first down for the Grizzlies.
Yeah, Smithson is one that was circled too. He has four or five college offers already. I'm thinking that that's more defensively, but you see the length on him and good hands on that catch.
Yeah, linebacker tight end combo. And, yeah, really good height and length for him. Athleticism too. Big set here for the Grizzlies. Under center and given to Reed, and he's going to try to bounce outside but can't get out fast enough. There's some penetration from the Jackson Viking defense, so they'll bring him down for a loss back to the 24-yard line.
Jaleel Galloway penetrating the line and getting there in the backfield.
Wow, they gave him some forward progress that I don't know if he earned. That's at the 21, but that'll still make it second down and 13 for Ypsilanti on this opening drive with 7:44 to go first quarter. And it's a nothing-nothing tie, but the Grizzlies on the march here. Pistol formation. Two receivers to the left for Taylor, and he's back looking to throw. Does get one into the flat, kind of a screen, and caught by Reed. He's missed it for a second, brought down, and they'll get him at the 10. And I'm surprised there's not a flag coming out because he looked like he had him around the helmet maybe, and maybe even had his face mask when they got up, but no call. It is going to get him down to about the 10-yard line on the screen pass, and that'll be third down and we'll say two for Ypsilanti.
Yeah, that was Jaden Potts coming in there for Jackson. I thought that was going to be a touchdown, actually, the way they had that screen set up.
Good physical tackle.
Yeah, great tackle by Potts, if he didn't get the mask.
Taylor under center gives it the fullback, and he's dancing through the line, bounces outside, breaks a tackle, and into the end zone. Touchdown, Grizzlies. And we'll say that's about 11 yards for Derek Andrew. And 6-0 Grizzlies. All of our touchdowns today, even the visiting Ypsilanti Grizzlies, brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Methodical drive. They had the one play for negative yardage. Otherwise, Brian, they were comfortable to take 6, 5, 4 yards on a play and just keep going forward.
Yeah, you said earlier that it might just come down to who gets a stop, that you thought both defenses are going to struggle tonight.
Snap's a little high, but the kick looks good, and that is the signal from the official. 7-0 to start here, 6:54 to play first quarter, back in 30 seconds with a kickoff on WKHM.
Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Treating of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
First drive successful for the Grizzlies. Defense for Jackson's going to have to make some adjustments. In the meantime, the offense needs to go out and respond. 7-0 they'll trail, just under 7 minutes to play in the first. And the Vikings will look to get their hands on the football for the first time.
If you're the Grizzlies, you got to be careful right here because you have Kylan Davis and Jaden Ramirez back there deep, and they're both capable of taking this thing a long way.
Yeah, there's three or four guys who really can take one to the house on just about any play for the Vikings. Fielded over at the 5-yard line. Slips, dropped the football, picks it back up, now going all the way across the field, showing the speed, shifts it back to the inside. Still on the run to the 40. To the 50, into Grizzly territory, pushed out of bounds at the 42. We get a flag in at the end of the play. So a massive return for the Vikings, and I think on the play.
Yeah, Kylan Davis.
And again, looked like he was maybe in trouble, and you get that pursuit from the coverage team, and if he's able to get through, and he did find a space, put him on their heels, and he took off, and they're lucky they had one guy back there. If that guy doesn't make the tackle, that's a touchdown, and they must have hit him out of bounds, so unnecessary roughness and 15 more yards at the end of the play, and Jackson's got a very short field to try to answer that first score.
Yeah, that's a scary feeling when you're the kicker back there, Muhammad Sina. He was the lone man standing, and if he doesn't make that tackle, Davis is in for six.
And he made a really nice play because there was a blocker down there.
Yeah, he did.
First and 10 for the Vikings from the Grizzlies' 28-yard line. That's Davis in the backfield. He's going to take it and run to the left. Cuts into the line. He'll take it down to the 25, 3 yards on first down. Ooh, that spot's bad. Move it back to the 26. Just 2 yards, second and 8.
That's three already. It's early in the game for three kind of bad spots all against Jackson. This is supposed to be home cooking.
Well, we have this high press box area, and those officials are down on the field. They're making the calls. I always trust their judgment more than my own.
No, I don't. Actually, we can see better, probably. It's just tough down there when you're in the middle of the play.
A mass of humanity. Shotgun for Davis. Now rolling out to the right, looking to throw. Gets it into the flat. Caught at the 30, so that's going to actually get them about three more, make it second down, or excuse me, third down and 5 yards on the throw, and it was Jaden Potts, the receiver, on the play.
Yeah, I think Potts was lucky. Marcus Webster was maybe going to be there for the tackle and just fell down and even got in the way of his own player. That was
not quite a backwards pass, but a sideways pass, and yeah, it looked like it could be stopped for a loss right at the beginning, Brian, but a good effort by Potts, and we'll get a timeout on the field. Let's take 30 seconds. We'll come back and get this third down play going on. First quarter, 5:45 to play. Jackson trails 7-0 on WKHM.
Ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
So I don't think it was a timeout, Brian. We didn't see it, but an injured player on the field now making his way off, and I'm hoping it's maybe just a cramp thing. He's got a little limp, but he's going off under his own power, and the trainer following to maybe stretch him out. But it'll be third down and 5 for the Vikings from the right hash. Shotgun for Davis. Takes the snap, gives to the sweep play to the wing. Tiptoe on the sideline. Looks like he might have stepped out. Past the 20, down to the 19. And that's going to leave him short of the first down distance. So it'll bring up 4th and 1, and I'm anticipating Jackson's going for this.
And, you know, we talk about bad spot. That might have been a good spot. I think Ramirez might have hit the sideline a couple yards before that. But there again, the official was looking right at it, and maybe we should take their word.
And that's, if you've been in attendance at a high school football game, a lot of these kind of spread sets, they'll have that wing player come across, maybe a fake to them, maybe they run the sweep. That one, they ran the sweep, but they ran to the short side of the field, so even as Ramirez had some room to run, he's not able to get that first down. However, Davis takes the snap, and the QB run past the 25 or the 15 down to the 14, and that's a Viking first down there.
Steve, this is a carbon copy of the Ypsilanti first drive, just seemingly pretty easy march right now.
And, you know, this is kind of old school high school football, honestly. I mean, we see a lot of different formations and throwing it around a little bit and tricky stuff. This is just helmet on helmet. Let our linemen block you, and let's run behind and take 4 yards, 5 yards, four plays for 10 yards. First and ten here for the Vikings from the 14-yard line. Motion across the formation. They hand off on first down and able to go right through the line and get into that secondary down to the 5-yard line. Loses the football as he goes back, but they're going to whistle the play dead as the forward momentum was stopped. And so we'll give it to the Vikings down on the 4-yard line and give them a first down, 10 yards on the carry for Kenyon Dunklin.
Yeah, right now it kind of hasn't mattered, the ball carrier, for either team. You know, we talk about the Ypsilanti line pushing Jackson's defensive line back. Right now it has flip-flopped. That Jackson offensive line's looked good.
Empty backfield now for Davis. Five wide receivers. Now coming in motion, Dunklin across the formation. fakes it to him. Davis keeps, dives into that line, able to get about 2 yards, and we'll put it on the 3-yard line, so not even quite 2 yards. Second and goal from the 3 for the Vikings.
Like good scouting there by Ypsilanti. I'm sure when they widen it out there, you know Davis wants to run.
And I'm guessing that one really was his option as the sweep player came across the front of him. He used the fake and kept. Thought he could get that 5 yards or 4.5 that they needed, but he doesn't. Gets about 1, and second down and goal. 3 more tries from here, though. It's Davis and Dunklin in the backfield. Davis, QB designed run. Nice, just a quick cut. Slides through the defense into the end zone. So 3-yard touchdown scamper for Kylan Davis and the Vikings on the scoreboard.
Pretty easy drive there, Steve.
Yeah, almost went, I guess I kind of said it, but if whatever defense is able to adjust and make a stop or two here, I think that's going to be the difference maker or a turnover.
Yeah.
Somebody makes a fumble mistake or an interception or something, but right now, if they're just going to, who's going to have the ball last is how it feels like right now. Vikings going for 2, and the give is not to Dunklin. They fake it, end around, goes to Jaden Ramirez, and he scampers in, so the 2-point try gets Jackson the lead here, 8-7, with 3:22 to play in the first quarter. Both teams successful on their first drives. We're back in 30 seconds to see if that continues on WKHM next.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Rico. Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 8-7. Jackson leads after a big kickoff return, a penalty, and a touchdown drive. Now set to kick off. And again, end over end. It's going to not fly super deep. They battle on who's going to catch it. It's at the 15, picked up, and now he dives into the line and will fail to reach the 30-yard line. Let's put it at the 29, and it seemed like Kyrie Reed maybe picked that up to run. Yeah, it looked like it was Reed and Caleb Smithson both trying to receive that kick, and so it bounced on the turf for a moment. Reed picked it up quickly. Takes the return out to the 28-yard line, first and 10 for the Grizzlies from there.
We talked about, you know, who might be making a turnover, some penalties to put them behind the chain. So far, clean game.
Yeah.
First quarter coming 3 minutes away.
We did have the flag on the kick return for unnecessary roughness, but other than that, no procedure penalties, no pre-snap penalties. Now Jackson, a little bit of attention in the backfield for the Grizzlies on the first down handoff, but he is able to, again, escape that pressure and make sure it gets positive yardage to the 31 for 3 yards on first down, second and 7.
Yeah, Reed's just been able to kind of shake off that original contact every time. I keep thinking Jackson High's going to get him a little tackle for loss.
Yeah, there's that yards after contact stat that gets kept, and in this case, it seemed like they're having a big day yards after contact, but the contact's happening sometimes a couple yards in the backfield. Another quick out to the receiver. Dodges a tackle with a blocker there. Now gets away. Nifty footwork. Worked really hard for that 10 yards, but he does get 10 out to the 40, and that's a first down for the Grizzlies on the reception. Clavon Smith.
And Jaleel Galloway with the tackle.
It was a strong run by a wide out there, throwing some guys away aside, and then also good footwork. First and 10 for the Grizzlies. Trailing 7-8, we have 2:13 to play just in our first quarter here so far, but a lot of scoring and action in the first quarter of this game so far. There's another handoff this time to Reed. He lost the football for a moment. It looked like able to gather it off the back of a blocker, and carries it out to the 45. And that wasn't Reed. That was Maurice Shamwell on the carry. And, yeah, nearly lost that one. And he'll go limping to the sideline here.
Yeah, Shamwell might not get many more carries if he doesn't hang on to that ball. He was lucky to corral that.
That one bounced out for just a moment, noticeably, but he did grab it and squeeze it, hold on to it to the turf. Second down and five for the Grizzlies from their own 45-yard line. Pistol formation. Give is to different back this time, and he's not going to go anywhere positive. Maybe lost even a little bit, but they'll put it back on that same line of scrimmage, and I think we had Derek Graves on the carry.
Yeah, I couldn't tell if that was... It was a Derek, though. It was either Derek Graves or Derek Andrew. So we'll just say Derek with the carry, and we won't be wrong.
That's correct. Third down and five, though, from the 45. Here's a chance for the Jackson defense to play big and get their defense off the field, force a punt here. Just keeping them on their own side of the field here.
Here's where Jackson could use a little false start.
Good work by the center for the Grizzlies, pointing out the blocking. Shotgun and back to throw, and now having to escape the pocket. Looking downfield, had an open man caught into Vikings territory. Breaks a tackle, still on his feet, and he might get this to the house. 10-5, touchdown. Called a broken play if you want, but Cameron Taylor drops back to pass. Was immediately flushed out of the pocket with pressure, threw on the run, completed it to Clavon Smith again, and he broke a tackle at about the 20-yard line and then raced up the sideline for the score.
Yeah, there again, man, I thought he had missed his original receiver because of the pressure, but then Smith kind of just breaking across the middle, also wide open.
So just 21 seconds to play in the first quarter. Ypsilanti scores again. 13-8 they lead the Vikings, and Ypsilanti will come out and kick an extra point again. Muhammad Sina, the kicker. Hold is good. Actually, the snap was bad. He grabbed it off the ground, able to get the hold up, and kick is good. 14-8. Jackson is trailing again. We're back in 30 seconds to kick it off one more time in the first quarter on WKHM. We're back.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors, Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, 14-8 our score here, and the Vikings trail. This does right now have that feeling that whoever gets it last is going to have the best chance to win here. Vikings back to return, and the kickoff goes out of bounds. That'll draw a flag in good field position for Jackson on their second drive of the game with 21 seconds to play in the first.
You know, with two teams that are both struggling to kind of stop the other one, at least it appears. The other thing, extra points. And right now, Jackson has a successful two-point conversion, and maybe that'll be the difference.
They'll bring the offense out here and at least run one play for it to conclude the first quarter. First and 10 from the 35 after the out-of-bounds kickoff. 8-0. Leslie with an early lead at Grass Lake tonight. Cascades Conference struggle for Grass Lake this year. Wishing them good luck. I know I like Randy Cole, good dude, and a talented coach. The player goes in motion across the formation. They go the opposite way, throw it out into the flat. Caught! And running out to the 48-yard line on the first down pass. And that's Davis on the reception with Ramirez playing quarterback this time. Davis has been taking most of the snaps. Now they'll put Ramirez back there.
Davis took a hard hit there, too. Good job to hang on to the ball. Kristen Jackson really came up and laid one into him.
And that'll end our first quarter. Vikings trail 14-8. They have the football and driving when we come back after 60 seconds for the second quarter on WKHM.
Farmers are the roots that anchor our great state. You serve as stewards of the land and nourish all of us with your hard work. The Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency. Thank Michigan farmers for what they do every day. When it comes to protecting your farms, they've been doing it for over 100 years. It's time to talk about how they can help you protect what matters most. Call 517-879-5171 or visit them online at jenkinsinsurance.com. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Have a leaky faucet, stubborn clogged drain, or not getting enough hot water for your morning showers? Don't let plumbing problems disrupt your day. Hi, this is Matt Grimes of Grimes Plumbing. Whether your hot water heater is on the fritz and is in need of repair or replacement, your shower drain is backing up, or you just have a leaky faucet that needs fixing, we have you covered. Call Grimes Plumbing today to schedule your service call at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
Listening to high school football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
Out of the break, Jackson comes out, runs a similar play, kind of a rollout sweep pass. Again, goes to Davis. This time he lays out the punishment on the hit. It's an extra 5 yards on the play. First and 10 for Jackson in Ypsilanti territory at the 41.
I like that play design, Steve. It looked like, you know, it was going to be a quarterback keeper with some blockers, but instead of blocking, one just released in a quick pass to Davis.
So there's Ramirez in the shotgun here with Davis in the backfield with him. Two guys to the right. Ramirez keeps, dives in the line, tackled. He'll get two on the play. Nope, just one, 40-yard line. And that was a pretty good tackle on the play for Ypsilanti, and that was number 24, Jordan Hickabottom.
My favorite player to say, at least. Hickabottom was the holder, too, that made a really good hold on that last kick. And I just want to keep saying Hickabottom, so anytime Jordan does something good, you're going to hear about it from me.
An important player for the Grizzlies, Hickabottom. He's out there, linebacker. Ramirez out of the shotgun, rolling left, now looking to throw. Doesn't throw, jump throw. It's tipped but caught down to the 24-yard line. And great concentration to make the catch for Blake Bracey.
That was close to being over the line when he threw it. And you know what? I do see a flag come out kind of late. I think that might be what we get. They're discussing it. See a lot of finger pointing. He was there. The line's there.
Was, yeah,
you can kind of tell there. That's what the discussion is about. And Jackson is starting to come back. Well, that line of scrimmage was what, the 40, and he did look like maybe he was. You know, you have to have all three parts past it though. But
right.
But I think he did.
Maybe when he jumped, that actually made it kind of more obvious. So they'll move it back to the 45, and it'll be second down and 14 for the Vikings. And negate a really nice gain. But I was starting to think, I can't believe he's still throwing it. I thought he had pretty much committed to running it.
Kind Ramirez. Of our first offensive penalty, too.
Yeah, Ramirez in the shotgun here. He's standing on the 50, ball at the 45. He's going to run with it. Gets to the outside, now splits it back in, past the 40, down to the 39-yard line. 38, even.
And that play kind of makes me think Jackson kind of had a plan all along that we have two plays to pick up this first down, even though it was third and, what, 14?
Yeah, so that makes it fourth and seven. We're at the 10:30 mark in the second quarter. Let's see what the Vikings have for a 7-yard play on fourth down. And again, this looks like the first opportunity really for Ypsilanti to get off the field on a defensive stop. We'll see if the Vikings have a play call here to negate that. Shotgun for Ramirez. Three receivers to his right. He rolls that direction. Looking to throw, uncorks one down. He's got a step in the backfield. Caught at the 10. Breaks a tackle down to the 1-yard line and out of bounds. Tremendous. The throw actually. Great route. the throw actually a little short, but a great adjustment to come back and make that catch. And I think that's Davis.
I think that is Davis, and that was a heck of a catch because you're right. That was a little underthrown, kind of brought the defender back into the play after he'd been beaten, but Davis made a great adjustment on that ball.
That's like that Jameson Williams catch for the Lions where he had time to sit and wait for that ball to get there because he had beaten his defender so badly. First and goal now for the Vikings. Huge fourth down conversion. Ramirez in the backfield rolling out to the right looking to run. Cuts it in, and he's into the end zone for a touchdown, Vikings. 14-8 becomes 14-14. We tie it up, and the Vikings with a chance to go for even more here. Put themselves back in the lead.
They're going to go for two again. It's funny, I see Ramirez over there talking to the coach getting the play. He looks a little winded right now. He's taking his time getting back in.
14-14 tied, just under 10 to play in the first half. Vikings for a two-point conversion here and a two-point lead. Empty backfield again. Ramirez is the quarterback. Coming in motion from that slot spot. He fakes it to him, keeps Ramirez, has to break tackles. Still, he was dragging him. Couldn't get to the goal line, so 14-14 is where we'll settle after the point after attempt. Tie game. Ipsy gets the ball, and we come back 30-second commercial break on WKHM. Gets the ball.
Need metal? Alro Metals Outlet makes buying metals and plastics fast and simple. Their retail stores are open to the public to walk in and shop. Their customers include machine shops, job shops, contractors, welders, hobbyists, artists, and do-it-yourselfers. Alro Metals Outlet stores offer saw cutting and shearing while you wait. Michigan locations include Jackson, Ann Arbor, Grand Rapids, Kalamazoo, Lansing, Livonia, Troy, and Warren. Learn more at alro.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Tie game, 14-14. I'll make a shout-out to Ike Watts, our former one of our former producers. Now he's here as part of the staff for Ypsilanti. Of course, a Ypsilanti native Ike Watts, but it was cool to see him today and appreciate his efforts over the years. I know he won't hear this because he's up there filming and watching the game closely, but his punts and warm-ups were pretty impressive. Kickoff here for the Vikings, another one right down the middle, fielded on the run at the 18 and finding some room out to the 35, maybe the 36 on the return, and that is Clavon Smith with the carry, or the return rather, first and 10 for the Grizzlies at the 35.
At the break, Steve, I did a little dig, and it was last, like 1997 was the last game you and I saw with two left-footed kickers.
97, huh?
Yeah, well, I lie. We didn't dig, but it is a rarity.
Yeah. One? Okay. Two in the same game?
It's madness.
Maybe they're just not sure which foot to use, but that's just how they ended up doing it. Shotgun here for Taylor, and this time they do give it to the sweep guy, and he's going to get blocked to get to the edge, into the 50, into Viking territory, knocked out of bounds at the 49-yard line, and a nice run, and he actually came across there at low speed. The handoff went to Derek Graves again, sweeping across in front of the quarterback, and didn't really take off, but he just kind of hid behind the blocker and followed him all the way out to the edge, and when he got his chance, speed burst, and they get 15-16 on first down, first and 10 from the 49 in Jackson territory.
That's funny that you say that, because I was going to mention, it seems like all the runs, they're being very patient.
Even when they give to the fullback, he's kind of been dancing back there until he finds the hole. We'll get a timeout now for the Vikings on the field. Let's take 60 seconds. We'll continue the second quarter when we come back. 14-14 tie on WKHM.
Hard work gives us power. Hard work makes us strong. Blue Ox Credit Union puts our members
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps a membership up where they keeps a membership up where they belong.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
First and 10 for the Grizzlies from the Vikings 49, and there's our first pre-snap penalty. Good snap count because we had two guys from the Vikings jump and no movement on that Grizzlies line. And that'll be a five-yard offside penalty against the Vikings and make it first and five from the 44.
We talked about the patient running style. It's as if somebody dropped off a crate of Le'Veon Bell how to run videos. And they said, gentlemen, this is how we're doing it this year.
Quick out to the wide receiver, and he's able to get that first down distance and then some. And that, it was a wide receiver out, but he had kind of crept forward about 3 yards, so he's already 3 yards downfield when he makes the catch. Gets a little run out to the 35, and it's first and 10 again for the Grizzlies, continuing to drive the football against the Vikings defense. We're down to 9:26 to play in the first half.
And that's Clavon Smith again. That's his third catch tonight for Ypsilanti. Davison on the tackle.
Again, shotgun here for Cameron Taylor. Now they shift, goes up under center with a big lineup, and we're going to get some movement against the Grizzlies. I don't think they were all set, so they're going to get 5 yards back to the Vikings on that one and move it back to the 40 for first and 15.
And this will be the first time this Jackson defense has had a favorable count, if you will. No, this isn't baseball, but...
Right. But everything went a little bit quick for the Grizzlies on that play. As much as we thought they've been patient and measured in everything they've done, that one looked like they tried to go too fast. The deep back in the play didn't get set and then didn't move when they snapped the football. He's back there again, this time in motion. Play fake, rolling out, now looking downfield. He's got a step. And I can't tell from here. Caught, touchdown, he does. Three defenders back there. Clavon Smith had a step. The throw gets there, and with three defenders back there, Smith able to make that catch in between them all and score the touchdown. That's a 35-yard TD pass for the Grizzlies.
Man, and that was another great catch, because you're right, there were three defenders back there, and Smith is the one that came, three on one, and he came down with it.
So that's a touchdown, and the Ypsilanti crowd goes wild over there on the visiting bleachers. It's packed over there. Extra point try coming. It's 20-14. All of our touchdowns tonight, again, brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time, or you don't pay a dime. Wait for an extra player. They didn't have 11 out there. Now they've got it. Cena will kick that in. It's Muhammad, not John Cena. Kick is good, and the hold, again, of course, perfect by Jordan Hickabottom. Let's take a 30-second break. We'll kick it off when we come back. 21-14, the Grizzlies lead on WKHM.
For 80 years, we have all known them as OmniSource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes.
processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM and 101.5 FM and online at WKHM.com.
All right, the town scoreboard, last update, 8-0. Leslie was leading Grass Lake at a 15-0 lead. Michigan Center over Manchester, early going of those games. We have 8:34 to play here in the first half of our tilt. So far, it's been what we kind of anticipated, what they said, shootout. Still looking for that first real defensive stop. Jackson was down to 4th and 7 and ended up getting a big play to convert. And I don't know if Ypsilanti's even had a fourth down play yet. Kickoff goes down to the 5, returned by Jackson, and the return game is dangerous for Jackson. And it was that way in that Western game. They do get up to the 32 for a good field position to start this drive for the Vikings, but I don't think that's the last big return we see. I think we'll see something big happen for Jackson in the return game at some point.
I hope any Jackson future opponents aren't listening to us, because I don't want to sound like a scout, but if I'm the opponent, I'm not kicking off deep.
No.
I'm squibbing something, yep, or even kicking it out of bounds, because they just always look like they're this close to breaking one.
Good vision for those couple return guys. Davis and Ramirez are dangerous at any time on the field, but particularly in that return game, if they're able to get a lane, they can go nuts. 1st and 10, again out the 32-yard line in their own territory. And it looks like Ramirez taking QB duties. And he looks to run right on first down. Designed run play. QB sprint. Past the 35 down to the 37-yard line. 7 yards on first down. 2nd and 3.
Ramirez has been everything you talked about as like a running back. But he's also made a couple really nice passes, too. And, you know, they've kind of lulled them down. And then Ramirez has thrown one when they're not expecting it. So, great job right now, QB, and by Ramirez.
He's in the backfield shotgun style again. Takes it. Looking to run this time left of center. And stopped for a short gain, but able to lean forward to get a little push from behind him to the 41. They'll make a 3rd down and 1 yard for Jackson as we tick down to 7:36 to go in the first half.
Yeah, with both teams keeping it on the ground, this clock is just continuously running.
Yeah. Third down and 1. I don't expect anything more than a Ramirez keep. And that's what we get. Gets to the right side of the center. Breaks a tackle past the 45 to the 48-yard line.
Well, any Tiger fans might have to take a break from watching the game tonight and just listen to some high school football with us. Down 6-0 to the Braves right now, Steve.
Oh, yikes. 48-yard line, 1st and 10 for the Vikings after a nice run by Ramirez. And 3 plays on this drive that he just ran to the right side of the center, to the left side, went back to the right. Nothing tricky here. You just got to have that line blocking to get you started and let Ramirez's athleticism do the rest. Waiting for him to sneak Davis into a play here.
Here it comes.
Davis comes across. They fake it to him. Ramirez keeps rolling out. He's going to be hit in the backfield, gets a throwaway. And nearly intercepted. He says he's got it. They say incomplete. That looked like he maybe didn't hold on, but able to deflect the pass. And that'll bring up a 2nd down for the Vikings.
Yeah, that's one where we're used to when we watch football on TV. You get to see that a couple of times and think that he just didn't complete the catch, as they like to say.
Yep.
Because I think he genuinely did think he picked that off.
And that official in the exact right place to be able to make that call and feel confident about it, because in the position where they needed to be. Good job by the official crew. And we get a substitution for the Vikings. 2nd down and 10 from their own 48-yard line. Creeping toward midfield on this drive. 6:21 to play in the half. 21-14 Vikings trail. Neither team has been stopped on any possession yet. in this game, rolling out Ramirez, chased out of the pocket. Now he's going to change his mind and run, and gets into Ypsilanti territory to the 45, where he goes out of bounds, and that's where we'll sit with third down and about three for the Vikings.
Yeah, that last incomplete pass was the first time Jackson's tried throwing the ball on first down. And after the unsuccessful attempt, we might not see that again for the rest of this half.
You know, and on that run, I would have liked to have seen Ramirez maybe do a little tightrope act and try to get those last couple yards at the end of the run. He kind of stepped out, I think, even before he wanted to. So we'll see if he manages that footwork a little bit more, able to get a yard or two on that play and make it third and shorter. Grizzlies are going to take a timeout on the play. We'll take 60 seconds, too. 6:14 to play, 21-14, Vikings trail, third down and three when we come back on WKHM.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
At Double Chiropractic and Wellness Clinic, Dr. Brad Double brings Jackson a modern approach to healing using traditional chiropractic methods and advanced computerized adjusting instrument. We deliver safe, gentle, precise care, perfect for families, seniors, even those nervous about traditional chiropractic. Patients across Jackson are getting their lives back, free from pain, free to move, free to live. Isn't it your turn? Call Double Chiropractic today, because when your spine works better, your whole life works better. Double Chiropractic, and I'm Dr. Brad Double, healing Jackson one spine at a time, where Jackson goes to feel better, move better, and live better.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Jackson, that snap came in a little low. He was able to scoop it. It almost helped him because he was kind of already leaning forward as he took off. He's able to get the first down yardage and carries it all the way down to the 37-yard line. First and 10 Vikings in Grizzly territory. And I think Ramirez is going to get a break on this play, perhaps. Sweet Davis taking the snap. Looks like a little uncertainty on the field on the play call. Going in motion. And Davis takes the snap, hands it off. Nice run out to the 30-yard line. Look at 7 yards or more on first down. And
is that Dunklin?
Dang. That is the, yeah, it's Dunklin, they said.
The sun has gone down, Steve, but you're right about the pink jersey numbers sometimes are just difficult to read, especially in traffic.
It's like light on light, gray on pink. It's not well-defined borders. Davis takes a snap, rolling out, looking to throw to his left. This one up in the air. It's a jump ball. That's going to be picked off in the end zone. He's running it out, and now he's got some room to run. He needs to get the edge to the 10, 20, out to the 30-yard line and pulled down on the sideline. So the interception looked like he might just take a knee and take the touchback, but he runs that out to the 30-yard line, and that'll be first and 10 for Oakland, and there's our first turnover of the game, and with 4:27 to play in the half, Jackson really needs a defensive stop here.
You know, Steven, that drive, Jackson was just having their way on the ground, too. And it's okay, you know, to mix it up a little bit and throw a pass play in there sometime just to keep them off balance. But that one, I'm sure the coaching staff's going to say, hey, don't just launch one up.
Yeah.
I mean, that was a wounded duck up there. Just.
And you can tell right from the release, he didn't get what he wanted to get on it. So it was a can of corn. And the Grizzlies had a couple people right there to grab it. So the interception, the turnover, first and 10 for the Grizzlies from their own 31. Taylor out of the shotgun. And he'll play action, roll out, looking to throw. Had an open man and just goes, it looked like it went right through his hands. Intended receiver on the play. Wide open was Latheon Hall. And that'll be a drop, second and 10.
Yeah, I don't even know if you can count that as a drop. It was like he was a second too late, even sticking his hands out there.
Yeah, just one of those where they weren't on the same page or what, but and angles are weird for us. That's happening on the other side of the field, so you can't tell if that was a little ahead of him or behind him either, but it looked like it was on the money. He just didn't have his hands up ready to grab. Second and 10. That's a good first down play for the Vikings if they're thinking about getting a stop, and it stops the clock at 4:22, so they're working with a seven-point deficit. Maybe still enough time to close the deficit. There's a miss snap in the backfield, and there's a miscue that definitely helps the Vikings. With Taylor back there, you had Maurice Shamwell coming across on that, again, that kind of just motion play, and he got in the way of the snap. It goes down as a fumble and all the way back to the 23-yard line, third down and about 18 for Ypsilanti.
Right now it looks like both teams kind of doing the other one a favor by getting away from the ground game. Now that one was more of just a botched snap, but again, that first down pass attempt.
Third down, long play here for Ypsilanti. I don't know what they have in their playbook for a play like this. It's looking like a pass rolling out to the right. Taylor's got space, directing a little traffic. Now he's going to run. Sidesteps one tackler, can't get by both. He gets twisted up to the 33-yard line, and it'll bring up a fourth down, and I think this is the first fourth down for Ypsilanti in the game, and they'll mark that at the 32, fourth and 9 yards. And the punting team coming out. Jackson dodges a bullet, makes a turnover, doesn't hurt them. 3:06 to play still in the half, and they could get a short field here and maybe put some points up before they go to the locker room.
First punt of the game, I think.
Yeah.
And that was courtesy of Jaleel Galloway making the nice open field one-on-one tackle there. I think if he misses them, I think they pick up the first down.
For any Titans fans who are tuned in tonight, Lumen Christie out to a 35-0 lead over University of Detroit Jesuit, 5:41 to go in the second quarter there. We just got 2:33 to the half, and the clock's running. Decent punt up high, fielded at the 35. Davis runs it to the right, and we had two Ipsy players tripping over one another there in the backfield. And as he runs all the way out to the 38-yard line, and great return, a good field position for the Vikings. Yeah, the two would-be tacklers down there after Davis, where he caught it, tripped over one another.
Yeah, I think one kind of got blocked a little bit into him.
Yeah. And,
that was...
No flags on the play, just a good return for the Vikings. And with a 21-14 score and 2:20 to play, they'll take it from the right hash and set the 37-yard line. First and 10. Shotgun, it's Ramirez back in at quarterback. Davis in the backfield with him. Rolling out to his left to throw. Ramirez looking. Lets it go to the sideline. Caught up the sideline. Pushed out of bounds. Actually pushed forward. I don't know. Did he step out of bounds? They're going to get him at the 22. But again, nice pass and catch. And that's more like what you want to see. Very directed and open guy. And I think the receiver on the play... that's a tough number.
I think it's Keyshawn Moore, number 11.
I'll take it. Keyshawn Moore, senior. And that'll be first and 10 for the Vikings at the 23. Oh, 22, that guy with the signs a little back. 2:13 to go. Clock stopped right now. Snapped and low. Ramirez picks it up, looking to run. Gets to the left side, to the 20, down to the 16, and shoulder contact out of bounds. They might give him close to the 15. No, he does do the 16. That's a good spot by the official there. On the nose. 2:07 to go and stepped out of bounds. And it'll be second down and 4 for the Vikings.
That's the second time Marcus Webster has taken a hit as a defender.
Yeah.
As Ramirez lowered his shoulder on him. Kind of a small defensive back there, and he's paying for something.
That was another time where it potentially could have been a bad snap. Ramirez scooped it up easily. That one, a good snap. He runs to the right. He's hit, but continues to go forward into the past the 15 down to the 14. And that'll make it third and about 1.5 for the Vikings.
Steve, I like that for a couple reasons. 1:52 and counting. Let's keep that clock moving if you're Jackson. Don't give the ball back to Ipsy with much time left in this half. And two, I just think, why get away from the run right now? It's working.
Yeah, and like you said, manage that clock. You still have timeouts. You got 97 seconds until the halftime. You're trailing by 7. You're in the red zone. third down and short. You got two plays to get that first down. Ramirez is going to take the snap here, and he's going to keep. And that was a missed opportunity by Davis to block a guy, but I'll tell you what, the tackler actually spins Ramirez forward all the way down to the 12, and that's going to be first down distance. If he drives him backwards, that stops the play, but he twists him down and gives Ramirez the extra yardage he needed, first and 10 for the Vikings from the 12.
That was Christian Jackson, and you're right. He kind of threw Ramirez into the first down. We're going to get our first timeout here for Jackson. An official timeout. We have an injury.
Yep, another player slow to get up here from Ypsilanti. And, you know, we never want anybody to get hurt, and we're always hoping for the – I always love when the trainer comes out. We see him immediately go to that stretch for the cramps. But right now, addressing the legs look like they're fine. So let's hope arms are okay, too. And you always worry about ribs or maybe just getting the wind knocked out of you. So still down on the field as both teams huddle up. Let's grab a last score update. Again, we had 35-0. Lumen Christi out ahead of University of Detroit Jesuit. 5:41 to play in the second quarter in that one. Our last update from Grass Lake was Leslie leading 20-0. Tigers were down 6-0 at our last check there. And we had a 15-0 Michigan Center lead over Manchester on our last check. Player is up. It looks like he's leaving under his own power, and it appears that it was Caleb Smithson, who they'd love to see stay healthy out there. He's a player that's getting some looks for opportunity to play at the next level.
Yeah, I think you might have been right with a little wind knocked out of him. He looks like he's walking fine. Nobody's really attending to him right now.
Yep. And he kind of ran off the field, which is good. You don't want any of those lower extremity injuries. Ramirez takes the snap, bounces outside, makes a move to the sideline, and a big stiff arm carries it inside the five, knocked out of bounds at the 4-yard line, and that'll stop the clock at 44 seconds. And that's 36-0. Michigan Center Manchester score. And it'll be second down and goal for the Vikings. 44 seconds. Clock stops as he goes out of bounds. Ramirez and Davis in the backfield, and there's another player whose number I can't quite make out. And now Davis retreats over to the wing. Ramirez takes the snap, rolling out right, looking to run. Dives it in. Slides down to the goal line, into the end zone. Touchdown, Jackson. So they have a chance to go ahead if they go for two here, heading into the half with 40 seconds to play. Big touchdown scored by the Vikings after a big defensive stop. They get the ball back and score. The turnover doesn't come back to bite them. And they have a chance to go into the locker room with a lead.
And it's not like this Ypsilanti offense is something you would think as high-powered. They've just been marching.
Yep. So at 44 seconds, you're not, or 40 now, you're not concerned about the big play. The same you would be against some other teams. Maybe they're capable, and we just haven't seen it yet, but I think the Jackson defense is going to be able to carry this into the end zone. Into the halftime, rather, if they can take this into the end zone with the lead. 21-20, they trail by one right now. Two-point try. Ramirez in the backfield. This time they do have a running back. The last two-point tries they had to empty backfield. Ramirez is rolling out looking to throw. Gets it into the back of the end zone. Has a guy diving. Caught it. Two-point try is good. Good vision by Ramirez, and he threw that ball to where only his receiver could catch it. Made a big dive, and I think we had Davis making that catch.
Is that Davis? Davis showing his hands off, not just his feet.
Yeah,
it looks like it is Davis.
Huge play for the Vikings, 22-21. And we'll kick it off one more time here in the first half, 40 seconds to play. We'll keep it right here on the broadcast till then. Our show brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain, of course. All season long, they open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com. 24/7, 365. If you've got an emergency, let them come out and help you out. Also, thank you to Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee, Soft Water, Aero Equip Credit Union, our touchdown sponsor, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Kelly Express Mart, Performance Automotive Northwest, Industrial Steel Tree, bringing the Heat since 1983. IST. So Vikings will kick it off one more time here. 40 seconds till the halftime break and a halftime show from the Jackson Viking Marching Band.
I think that's a big play for the coverage unit here for Jackson. You cannot let Ypsilanti start this around midfield or something where right. all of a sudden they feel like they have a chance. See something inside the 35.
Katie Gerthier, and it looks like Clement Smith back to return.
And we know he's dangerous.
Kick is ready to go. It's in the air, end over end, fielded at about the 13. It's Gerthier, and he gets tripped up at the 30, falls forward to the 35, and that looks like where the Grizzlies will take control of the football and start this drive with 35 seconds to go till the half. Curious to see what kind of play calls we get out of them in this situation.
Yeah, they still have two timeouts. You know, I think this first down is going to really kind of set the tone for this drive, whether they're going to put the gas there on or if they're going to just be content.
We did get a Vikings timeout. Again, stay tuned at the half. We'll go ahead and recap the first half action, get you as many scores as we can find from around the area, and then send you to the MHSAA's This Week in High School Sports segment.
I might munch on this ham sandwich that Greg Marsh kind of said to help ourselves to up here.
Yeah, that's a good crew. Greg's been tremendous to work with out here at Jackson High, and Mr. Hoover, new athletic director, keeping Greg around and his capacity, of course, thanks to Ben.
As you say, our man Ben that's guarding the door, always a friendly face.
Yep. Look forward to seeing him year after year. I know he was concerned about your absence when I got here a little earlier than you. I said, you all by yourself? I said, no, he'll be here. And it turned out you were actually out doing some reconnaissance work. So glad you made it out. Glad you made it up the steps to the press box. And
I'm not that old yet. But
no.
But that is a hike.
It's that poundage of equipment that I have to bring up on that first trip that always makes it daunting. Empty backfield looking to throw, and they get a throwaway, but we get a flag coming in and a false start against Ypsilanti on play number one on the drive.
And that was two receivers taken off early, but Ypsilanti did show that they're going to look to see if they can't make something happen here. They're not just taking a run, although now first and 15, we'll see.
The only thing that's different, the distance, you're not really looking at the 10-yard line. You're looking at that 70 yards that you got to get to score. So I don't know if this changes anything except there's just less time to do it. 33 seconds on the clock. I think they might add that 2 seconds back on, and they're going to see the official signaling up to the scorekeeper.
The moment scorekeeper not listening.
I just don't know how many keys you got to hit to make that time change. I always feel like when you watch somebody do that at the score table, it always looked like it was way more difficult than it should be.
Probably with this equipment, I can't believe it would be. This is state of the art.
Right. Pistol formation. They hand off on first down and long. He's got some room to run before anybody's going to greet him. 40 cuts back into 45 out to the 49-yard line. Now first down, the carry for Derek Andrew. And they'll get it out to midfield with 28 seconds. Clock stops to move the chains, and now they're running again. And they'll spike it. So first and 10 from the 49-yard line, right near midfield. And 23 seconds. And that's exploiting that kind of prevent defense that we see from Jackson. They have five or six DBs back there to disrupt any long passing plays. But that was 15, maybe 20 yards before he was even confronted with a tackler on that play.
Yeah, I think that surprised the Jackson defense.
Now empty backfield for Taylor and Ypsilanti. Four receivers to his right. Almost took off early again. They get the throw into the slot, and he has to go down to the ground to catch it. So that'll get him a six-yard gain, and they'll have to call a timeout. 14 seconds left, and that'll be second down and four from the 44-yard line in Vikings territory. And we'll keep it here on the timeout for Minuteman Sewer and Drain. The Sykes Group and Morgan Stanley, County National Bank, Bailey Excavating, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning. Congrats to Lammers. 60-year celebration on Thursday. Big live broadcast and event. They were giving out hamburgers.
Yeah,
and
dogs.
Dogs were out there.
Free furnace or air conditioning unit.
Oh, man.
They were going all out.
Yeah, I stopped by, and then I went and played golf, but it was good to see all the crew out there from Lammers. Even I was looking for the guy who came out to my house and fixed my furnace this past winter. I didn't see him, but, gosh, appreciative for their services. LammersHeating.com online. 60 years in business in Jackson.
I just drove by, rolled down my windows, and yelled, Lammers!
the lamb was there, and I had to make sure I said Lammers at least once.
Yeah, that's fun. It's almost like Hickabottom.
We haven't called his name in a minute. Is he out there right now?
I don't think so.
Taylor's back to pass, empty backfield. And again, the receivers look like they're trying to get a little jump start. That's a pass and splits the defense on the run. 20, 10, 5, touchdown. Unbelievable catch and run by Clavon Smith. Two defenders there. He splits them and takes it to the house. I feel foolish. I thought for sure Jackson had what it would take to run things out to the halftime. Instead, big play threat that they are. Grizzlies took it the distance, 27-22 with 5 seconds to play.
And you say outstanding run. It was a good run, but that was just two missed tackles by both the defenders. You mentioned two Jackson High defenders there, almost looking like thinking the other one was going to do the tackling.
Yeah.
Not great efforts there.
And if you're Coach Parker, you say, hey, we had two guys there. That's what more can we do? Two on one, let's make that tackle, guys. Clock that guy's brought down inbounds. The clock runs out. We go to the halftime, and Jackson's leading instead. Smith gets to brag about that play. Of course, he won't have to tell many people. All the fans in attendance are going to share the story when they get back to Ypsilanti. I'm joking. They could have come in one car. That's how many people are here from Ypsilanti right now. But the people who stayed home, hopefully they're listening to us tonight, or they're, I don't know, they have their other kids are playing a game somewhere else, but they're missing a great performance here by the Grizzlies.
Great offensive performance anyway.
Yeah, exciting back and forth tilt for both of these teams. We just got to figure out how to get a Jackson stop. And I thought that was our chance to really turn the tide and take over control of this one, coming out and getting the football to start the second half. Instead,
that's the third Smith touchdown of the game. Now, Ypsilanti going to go for two?
Looks like it.
Kind of surprises me after how easy the kicking game made it look.
Especially, I mean, I kind of get it, but I don't. High formation, roll out. Taylor's just going to scoop it in. And so easy conversion for the Grizzlies. A little bootleg and run for Cameron Taylor. And makes it 29-22. So the 7-point advantage is better than the 6-point advantage. But with Jackson not really kicking extra points, the sure 6-point lead would have felt pretty good, I think. Nevertheless, it doesn't matter now. They prance in with the 2-point conversion, 29-22, 7-point lead for the Grizzlies. And we will stick around here for a kickoff one more time with 5 seconds to play. And this would be a good time for one of those Vikings receivers to make me seem prophetic and run one of these back for a score. I don't anticipate this is going to be anything that anybody's returning.
Yeah, if Ypsilanti gets it anywhere close to one of those deep guys, they didn't get the memo or the coaches were falling asleep here.
Yeah.
I mean, with 5 seconds.
Yeah, onside kick tracks.
just kick it maybe just past the first line of the receivers there.
Yeah.
He's looking that way. He's kind of setting that ball up as if it's going to be really squibby.
Special.
Yeah.
And he does kick it up in the air.
Wow.
High and deep. Caught there and looking to return. They're going to cover it. It's not going to be a great return, and we get a flag in there for maybe a hold, and he's kind of really thrown down at the 35. And that takes us to zeros on the clock, but we got to see what this flag is on the field, and I think it was Davis on the return.
Is that Heckabottom down?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Mohamed Sina.
Yeah, the kicker.
You can't see him. That's a John Cena joke for anybody listening. It's not even spelled the same, but. And you have to get an explanation on the flag, and they are sticking with their kicker here, and the trainer's on the field. I think we do have the penalty call coming. Again, the clock's at zeros.
And it must be against.
Yeah, it must go against Jackson
because everybody's personal headed to the locker room.
Personal foul is declined. Everybody heads to the locker room. So that's where we sit, 29-22 after a half. We got another 24 minutes of football to play when we come back. Let's take 3 minutes at the halftime. We'll come back and recap the first half, get things set up for the second half. Again, coming up this halftime break, the This Week in High School Sports from the MHSAA, and we'll get you all the scores we can find from around the area. 29-22, Vikings trail. I think they get the football when we come back in the second half on WKHM.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today. Like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $3,500. Now through September 30th. See us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue. Online at KubotaKings.com.
It's that time of year. You're freezing in the morning, but having a heat stroke by the afternoon. Beat the heat during the day and stay cozy during the chilly night with Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana authorized dealer. Aspen provides fast, reliable repair services to get your heating and cooling back up and running. And consider a new high-efficiency Amana system to reduce those energy bills. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
Are you looking for a rewarding career that improves the lives of your neighbors and community? Haley Excavating is a third-generation union excavating contractor that has been in business for over 50 years, taking pride in providing clean drinking water and smooth roads for the community. Haley Excavating is currently looking for employees with asphalt paving experience. Employment benefits include competitive wages, vacation pay, retirement, and health insurance, and a family-friendly atmosphere. Go to www.bailey-excavating.com to download a job application. Haley Excavating is an equal opportunity employer.
Hello again, this is Joel at Wilby Transit Mix Company, Jackson's only family-owned ready-mix concrete producer since 1907. Did you know that we not only service the area with ready-mix concrete and building supplies, but we also work with area builders and homeowners to pick out the perfect stone veneer or brick to complement any home or office? Come see our new showroom featuring many product lines such as Provia, Dutch Quality, and Stonecraft, and let us help you pick out or design the ultimate finishing touch to your home. Wilby Transit Mix, 782-9493.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and Drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson, bringing the heat since 1943, celebrating 80 years in business. Over the last 80 years, Industrial Steel Trading of Jackson has gone from humble beginnings to becoming one of the largest and most modern heat treating facilities in the United States. Nearly every car and truck on the road today has parts that were heat treated at IST. Our commitment to quality and service sets us apart, but our dedicated and loyal employee family is why we've been around for 80 years.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes at the half here. Jackson trails 29-22. And, you know, we kept saying it might be a turnover, it might be a defensive stop, something like that's going to turn the tide and really make this game, somebody take control of this game. We got a turnover. Ypsilanti made the turnover, but Jackson then had them turnover on downs, or at least, you know, punt it. And so it didn't hurt. They came back and scored, and everything felt like it was still on track. But then, with just 35 seconds to play in the half, the big thing happened to be two or three big plays for the Grizzlies to take it the length of the field and score going into the half to keep control of the game.
Yeah, and here we thought Jackson's D might just kind of run out the half, but boy, Smith, man, Clavon Smith with his not one, two, three. Oh, it is his third touchdown reception. One for 60, one for 42, and that one for 43. So he's racking up the yards. If you had Clavon Smith on your fantasy team, you're going to get that dub this week.
It's that Amon Ross St. Brown style stat line, except we're only at the halfway mark. And Jackson will get the football to start the second half, but they start trailing by seven, and they felt like they've been playing catch-up ever since that opening drive for Ipsy that they took the length and scored.
It has felt like a tennis match. It's like you got to keep serve. When you have the ball, you better win your serve, because you mentioned it. There was one punt and one interception on each side, so that's been it. Offenses have been pretty much having their way this half.
Yeah. That's where we are. Can Jackson find a trick? Can they get to Taylor when he's rolling out to try to throw? Can they stop that run game from being successful for more than a play or two? And that's what we'll have to look for in the second half.
You know, both teams too, Steve, doing most of the damage on the ground, but both play callers coming up with some good pass plays too.
Yeah.
I mean, here I talk about Smith's receptions. It was limited receptions. It's just everyone's gone for a touchdown.
Yeah.
He's caught the ball five times, and three of them have been long touchdowns.
And that feels out of character for Jackson. I mean, typically we see them tremendous defensive backs. We see interceptions and turnovers coming from that crew a lot. So it's just good route running by Smithson and Smith.
Smith, yeah.
And on the money passing here by Taylor. So Jackson's going to have to figure out a way to game plan for it.
Yeah, and that last one, that last one wasn't game planning issue, because Jackson, as we said, had two guys there to tackle, just poor tackling.
Yep. All right, 29-22, a 7-point lead for the Grizzlies from Ypsilanti. See, Dearborn Divine Child leads Detroit Country Day 28-0 late in the first half there. Divine Child, again, coming to play Lumen Christi next week, and we'll be there for that one next Friday. We'll be out there in the press box out of Lumen Christi. Our last update from Lumen Christi at University of Detroit Jesuit, and we're leading them 35-0. So that's like another W for the Titans. At the half, Vandercook Lake leading Addison 14-8. And did we get another update from Michigan Center?
It was almost halftime when they were up, 35-0, 36-0, something like that.
So they're probably halftime break in there. And our last score update from out of Grass Lake was all Leslie, 34-0 lead, 2:22 to play still in the second quarter with that update.
And for the playoff watchers, Tigers down 6-1 through 6.
Check that one out on Fox Sports 101.9 FM, or stick around here. We're going to take a 3-minute break. This week in high school sports with the MHSAA. And we'll, before you know it, we'll be back for the second half at Jackson High. The Vikings trail 29-22 at home against the Ypsilanti Grizzlies here on WKHM. Online at WKHM.com. Brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Here on
Ding your car up in the grocery store parking lot? Trust Trips Collision in Jackson, Lansing, and East Lansing to get you back on the road and take the stress away. Trips prioritizes top-notch customer service with their state-of-the-art equipment to get you a quick turnaround. With a strong commitment to supporting the local community, they work for you. Next time you're in a fender bender, don't stress. Trips Collision, committed to quality repair and customer care. Schedule an appointment for a free estimate at tripscollision.com.
You've created a cool indoor retreat. Now let Carrier provide the quiet, efficient cooling you can depend on all summer with a range of innovative cooling solutions to deliver premium comfort and energy savings. Carrier, proud partner of the Detroit Lions.
At Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, we're proud to celebrate 60 years of keeping your home comfortable. For six decades, our community has trusted us to deliver reliable service, and we want to take a moment to say thank you. Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, your trusted neighbor for 60 years.
Lammers!
Dana Brown here from the Brokerage House Real Estate. Fall is in the air and things are cooling off, but the real estate market is as hot as ever. At the Brokerage House, we are assisting buyers and sellers, right-sizers, veterans, first-timers, and more. Our expert staging and amazing marketing will make your real estate experience top-notch. Visit us at one of our three convenient locations, including our newest office at 113 East Michigan Ave in lovely Grass Lake. Check out DanaBrownHomes.com to see your current home values.
Hello, Jackson. I'm Jeremy Patterson, your new superintendent. For over 20 years, I've taught in classrooms, led schools, and worked alongside families to help every student succeed. My vision is simple: to empower our educators, inspire our students, and strengthen our community. Together, we will innovate in every classroom, celebrate every achievement, and ensure every child feels valued. I invite you to join me as we build a bright future together for every child. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Introducing Form Energy, the energy drink that delivers best-in-class taste using high-quality ingredients at targeted levels with only natural flavors, zero sugar, and natural caffeine derived from green tea extract. Form Energy is designed to provide the hydration and mental focus you need to reach even the most ambitious goals in great flavors: Grape Smash, Screamin' Freedom, Orange Fury, and Blue Blitz. Unlock your full potential with Form Energy. Available now.
Kelly Fuels is now operating the pumps at 1939 Cooper Street, right off I-94. These pumps are now open to the public. Fill up on regular, mid-grade, super, or diesel 24/7, from compact to industrial. And for a limited time, all Visa and MasterCard transactions receive an additional 5 cents off per gallon. Earn and redeem mobile rewards points to save even more. Fill up today at 1939 Cooper Street, off I-94.
How the MHSAA educates both new and existing athletic directors, and a new feature bringing you all the bumps, digs, and blocks from around the state. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. The start of a new school year is an extremely busy one for athletic directors, especially first-time ADs. Starting in mid-August, the MHSAA offers an in-person new AD orientation that every first-time AD attends. One other way ADs are supported is the AD Connect program. 8 recently retired athletic directors are serving as mentors to first-time ADs, helping them understand the ins and outs of being an athletic director and being there to assist them with any questions they have. The AD Connect program is led by Assistant Director Brad Bush and the Executive Director of the MIAAA, Karen Lenar. Also during the fall, there is an update meeting for all athletic directors and school administrators. The update meeting is held in 7 different locations throughout the state, the first being in Kalamazoo, and the final meeting is in Marquette in mid-October. And typically, about 800 school administrators attend an update meeting. This is the 48th year of the update meeting, and it's a great opportunity for school leaders to hear from the MHSAA's Executive Director, Mark Ewell, on the direction of the association. It's time for Game Balls, when we highlight a trio of standout performances from the past week. First, Durand Soccer's Colton Fryer. He scored the game winner in a 3-2 win over previously unbeaten Ovid Elsie. The victory also avenges a 4-1 loss to the Marauders earlier this season. Battle Creek Harper Creek freshman golfer Ella Bushman. She finished first at the 2025 All-City Girls Golf Championship, leading Harper Creek to a team title there as well. And to Ithaca's backup quarterback Grayson Merchant. Playing for the injured starter, he ran for 3 touchdowns and scored the game-winning 2-point conversion in overtime in a 42-40 win over Saginaw Michigan Lutheran Seminary.
graduating seniors could qualify for a tuition-free skill certificate or associate degree through the new Community College Guarantee, no matter their GPA or your household income. Or if your child plans to attend a four-year university or career school, the Michigan Achievement Scholarship Program has them covered. They could get up to $27,500 toward a bachelor's degree or up to $4,000 for career training. Complete the FAFSA to get started at mi.gov/achievement.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
We have a soccer You Make the Call for you today. A player is lined up to take a penalty kick. His shot gets past this keeper and hits the post, rebounding back to him. Since the keeper dove to stop the shot, he has a wide open net and calmly sends his second attempt straight to the back of the net. Good goal? It is not. After a penalty kick is taken, the kicker can only play the ball again after the goalie or another player touches it. A ball kicked off the post and directly back to the original kicker cannot be played. In this instance, the goal is not awarded, and the defending team is given an indirect free kick at the spot of the infraction. If the original PK had glanced off the keeper first, then hit the post and back to the original kicker who scored, then it would have counted.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. MHSAA.com wants to welcome you to The Block Party. The MHSAA's newest online endeavor, The Block Party, is a weekly look at Michigan's most popular girls sport, volleyball. Every Tuesday from now until the finals, you can check out the Week in Review, the watch list, and upcoming can't-miss contests. You can also see updated NPR standings and rankings from the Michigan Interscholastic Volleyball Coaches Association. We hope that these weekly reports, as they have for football and basketball, shine more light on the week-in, week-out competition that shapes every season, and on programs that you may already know about, but also several more that you'll maybe read about for the first time. There were more than 20,000 high school volleyball players in Michigan last year, and that number is sure to go up this year with the addition of boys volleyball in the spring. Postseason play for the girls this fall starts November 3rd. The regional round will start November 11th, and the semifinals and finals will all be at Kellogg Arena in Battle Creek November 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Before the postseason gets started, be sure to get caught up on everything volleyball by checking out The Block Party each Tuesday at MHSAA.com. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by the Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll be back next week.
Need plastics? Aural Plastics is your source for cut-to-size performance plastics. Their inventory includes sheet, rod, tube, grating, and plate. They cut and ship many orders the same day. Since 1987, Aural Plastics has provided value-added processing to meet the most demanding fabrication requirements. Whether your business is large or small, they will provide you with competitive pricing, technical support, and superior service. Learn more at aural.com/plastics.
Have you been in downtown Jackson lately? There have been so many improvements from new buildings and businesses to restaurants and events like the Fall Fest and Chili Classic and Bright Walls and great places to eat like Bella Notte, Crazy Cowboy, Nightlight, The Chase, Dirty Bird, and RJ's Metropolitan Ice Cream Company. Old buildings are coming down, making room for new apartment buildings. And don't forget about the restoration of the Michigan Theater of Jackson. The downtown revitalization is absolutely amazing. This message and reminder of how lucky we are, Jackson, to have such a great downtown area is brought to you by our longtime downtown supporter, American Title Company, inviting you to rediscover the magic that is downtown Jackson.
Is your money working hard enough? If you have money just sitting in a savings or checking account, you might be missing out on an opportunity for it to earn more. Our goal is to help your money work harder for you and your family. I'm Casey Sykes, a financial advisor at Morgan Stanley in Jackson. Look us up online at the Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley. After all, you work hard for your money. Let's make it work hard for you.
Morgan Stanley Smith Barney, LLC. Member SIPC.
Hard work. Power. strong Blue Ox Credit Union puts our membership away.
Whether you're looking to consolidate debt, purchase a new vehicle, or cover unexpected expenses, Blue Ox Credit Union has you covered with our various Blue Ox loan options. Our team is dedicated to helping our members achieve their financial goals, and our new lower rates will make it even easier for you to take control of your finances. Plus, with our streamlined application process and quick approval times, getting the funds you need has never been easier. Don't let high interest rates hold you back from achieving your dreams. Visit BlueOxCU.org to learn more. Subject to credit union approval. Insured by NCUA. Equal housing opportunity.
Blue Ox Credit Union keeps our membership up where they keeps our membership up where they belong.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, the professor here at the half, and the Vikings marching band just coming off the field after a stellar performance. Shout out to the trumpet section. Really good solo during the anthem earlier on, and sounded good, kind of the standout part of the band, although they all sound pretty great tonight. Beautiful weather night here at Jackson High, and the Vikings trailing by 7. They'll get the ball to start the second half. Brian, not a big feeling that they can't answer that and tie this game up or go ahead even after this next possession. There's been no real signs that the defense are going to put up too much of a roadblock to continuing to keep this back and forth going, but somewhere you got to create a turnover or stop if you're the Vikings, as well as continue to score when you get every chance you get.
Yeah, I don't think anything we said pregame has even changed.
No.
It's just going to come down to who can get a stop, and we mentioned that could come whether it's a turnover or, you know, a couple penalties. And one punt happened because there was a false start and set them back. So, you know, I still hold true to those things. It's going to come down to that.
And, you know, Brian, we always talk about halftime adjustments, and I think that's an important part of the high school football game. I saw a comment from Peyton Manning, I think it was, who was saying, halftime adjustments aren't a thing. I just go in and have a snack and get ready for the second half. But the NFL is a different monster where they're constantly adjusting throughout the game, looking at film or looking at iPads and stuff. So they're constantly adjusting. But at the high school level, while they have some more technology than they had when I was in high school, they still don't have a chance to really make that adjustment until they have everybody together there in the locker room and can draw up what they want to do and really look different. So I think that halftime adjustment is still a big part of the game at this level, and we'll see what Jackson's able to do to adjust to what Ypsilanti did well. And that certainly means tackling wide receiver.
I was going to say, that's the adjustment. And, you know, not just that play, but a lot of the other plays, the runs were coming because they have them tackled behind the line, and then they'd kind of escape, and instead of being second and 12, it was second and 8, and that's just a big difference when these teams want to stay ahead of the chain. So, you know, that's the adjustment, I think, for Jackson to tackle better, which, you know, that's easy for us to say and easy for the coaches to say, but harder to execute.
Yeah, and I don't want to disparage this team at all, but I'm thinking of Jackson Vikings teams that we've seen in the past. There always seems to be that linebacker guy or one of those defensive linemen who, you know, we start calling their name a lot during the game for making tackles and making big plays, and we don't have one guy like that right now. So it needs to be a team effort to be as aggressive as you can, whatever your job is out on the field, and make those tackles and complete those tackles to bring players down and win this football game.
Yeah, we've mentioned Dalil Galloway a few times, I think, in that linebacker spot. Mm-hmm. But you're right, other than him, it's and, you know, we haven't been saying everybody's name either. There's been a lot of just gang tackles, if you will. So it's been hard to say, but you're right. The individuals on the outside is going to have to make the plays.
Update from Grass Lake. Leslie leading at halftime 40-8 up there. So big scoring game there. And, again, our last update from Manchester. Michigan Center had a 35-0 advantage in that one. Michigan Center kind of has come out and been kind of sneaky, very good. And I think, you know, both of us have connections to Michigan Center, and I've friends who are on the staff, and I don't think they even expected this kind of explosion to start the season.
Yeah, you know, starting the year, I think a lot of Cascades followers thought Michigan Center, Hanover, Columbia, and Leslie would kind of be the teams, and it's kind of shaken that out that way, and it's almost, I feel like it's down to Leslie, Michigan Center at this point. A lot of things can happen. The season's early, but, you know, injuries can happen. But right now, those two teams just seem to be taking care of business fairly easily.
Yeah, and you mentioned that word injury is always looming out there in Michigan Center, and knows that better than any team, perhaps, with the way Hayden Hinkle got injured last year and the way he's been slinging it around this year. And their offense looks pretty dynamic with him at quarterback. So
a lot of different weapons, too. I mean, they can't lose Hinkle, but they have a lot of ball carriers and rings. And yeah.
Yep.
So anyway, here we go.
Let's see if Jackson can answer. They're back to return. The kick is going to the left sideline and probably going to land on the track. So Jackson will get good field position to start here. No chance to return it, but at the 35, first and 10 for the Vikings offense. That, again, has been pretty good. 22 first half points is not a huge number necessarily, Brian, but it's because both teams, the way they were playing, we weren't getting massive 40-50 yard plays. I mean, because we did get those 40 yard touchdown returns, but that was generally came at the end of a drive that also featured five or six run plays and ran the clock. So the clock was steady running throughout that first half. And so both teams pretty much, like we said, one stop each, and they scored on all the rest of their possessions.
It has been funny. You think 51 points being scored, that there's all kinds of explosive plays. There's just been a couple, but they've gone for touchdowns.
Right.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's Ramirez handling quarterback duties right now. And he takes a snap in the shotgun, hands off on first down. And there's an adjustment by Ypsilanti. A lot of guys in the box on that play, and they tackle for a loss of one on first down. And Davis stopped for no gain.
Yeah, that's tackled by Terrell Booker, sophomore.
Second 11 from the 34 now for the Vikings. We did get an update. Halftime at the Glass Bowl. Toledo St. John's 21, Toledo St. Francis 14. Titans will play St. Francis in 2 weeks up there in Toledo, or Traverse City, rather. Rolling out to pass and in the receiver's hands and dropped on the sideline for the Vikings to bring up third and 11. Intended receiver on the play, number 11, Keyshawn Moore.
We saw Moore make a real good catch in the first half, didn't we? Was that Moore?
That was almost a little too casual. The throw was a little behind him, and he had it on one hand, but it couldn't hold on, and it goes out of bounds. That would have been close to a first down if he caught it. Probably gets hit right away or ends up, the momentum carries him out of bounds. It's incomplete pass, third down and 11.
I wondered the same thing, if he could have just stuck his other hand out there too, but, boy, you see that regularly on the weekends.
Mm-hmm. Now the shotgun here, and end around play. Davis went in motion and then came back the other way. He's got close to the distance, battling to try to get to that first down. He's going to get to the 44, which will be short first down distance. Some flags came in late in the play, maybe a face mask. Had two different flags come in at the end of that play.
Yeah, I'm interested in this one.
And right now they're putting it at the 45, so it would be a first down for Jackson if that stands.
Cameron Walker for Jackson lost his helmet, then continued to kind of get in there on the play, and I don't know, in high school.
Yeah, it's going to be a personal foul against the Vikings. And Coach Parker was right in there with the officials pleading the case. But they're going to march off 15 yards on this personal foul. And I didn't see, like you said, Brian, there's quite a group. There were more people in on that play than in the Ypsilanti side, in the Ypsilanti bleachers right now.
Yeah. And you know, high school always has some kind of peculiar rules. Mm-hmm. And like I said, Walker lost his helmet and then went in and got in on the block, and that's when the flag came out. So I don't know if that's one of those high school rules. I'm going to have to look into that, and I apologize for not knowing that.
So I think they're marking it from the spot of the foul. So it'll end up at the 26-yard line and make it third down and 19?
Yeah, that's a big swing.
Because it was a really...
It was going to be fourth and one.
Clever play call. Yeah, Davis through.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, third down here. Davis came across in motion and then changed directions, went back and took the play the other way. He goes in motion this time, rolling out to throw is Ramirez. And he lets that one go, and it's going to hit the receiver in the feet. And I think that was, again, Sean Moore, who was the intended receiver. That'll bring up fourth and 19, and the punt unit will come out for the Vikings. So right away in the first half, both teams pretty much going touchdown for touchdown. In the second half, Jackson stopped, largely due to a penalty, but unable to really move the football on their first drive. And they'll punt it here from the 26-yard line.
And the most rested man in the sidelines, the Jackson High punter.
Yeah.
This is his first action. I say it as a punter.
Yeah.
Can you get a number on that? Is that?
Can't see it.
That might be. Is that Moore again punting?
There's a snap. Good snap. Punt is away. Pretty good punt, too. Smith will field it from 45 to the 45 on the other side of the midfield and chased out of bounds at about the 45.
And by the way, that's Jaden Potts with the punt.
Way to stick to it, Brian, and get us that number. First and 10, 45-yard line in Jackson territory here for Ypsilanti. And boy, you got to get a stop here if you're the Vikings. And maybe hope they help you out with a penalty. 10:42 to play third quarter, 29-22. Ypsilanti with the lead and the football.
Yeah, we'll see if Jackson brings up maybe one of the safeties.
Handoff on first down, goes to the right side, and loses his footing the whole way, gathers himself at about the 40 and dives forward to the 35. Going to be close to first down distance on first down, and it was Kyra Reed on the carry. And again, it looked like he was kind of stumbling for the first 4 or 5 yards. Gathered his footing and gets to, they'll say, the 36, so it's going to be second and one. But Reed started to get up and then went back down. And, yeah, we got the cramp stretch happening here for the trainer.
In the meantime, that's Alonzo Harden for Jackson getting an earful from the defensive coaching staff. I don't know if he missed an assignment or was he must have been someplace he wasn't supposed to be.
Yeah, official timeout with a player down on the field and 10:21 to play in the third quarter. Again, 29-22 our score here. Jackson trails and 9 yards on first down for Ypsilanti with a chance to extend their advantage. And it looks like a cramp for Reed. Really getting stretched out there, and it's a familiar sight early in the high school football season, essentially every year when we got a balmy, what do you want to call that, Indian summer forecast on a day like today. Beautiful.
Yeah, early is late. I know that sounds Yogi Berish, but we're still having 86-degree days, like just on the reg.
Yeah. It was, I think, 88 yesterday. So a little perspiration out on the golf course.
Yeah, it's great for golfing.
It is.
Golf courses are thrilled. We're thrilled.
Get those leaf blowers out. Make sure those are active every day. Or maybe I could just hit my drives in the fairway.
What fun is that?
A lot of fun, actually. Second out at one. 36-yard line. We're back in business. And there's a shift. They've done this a couple times where Ypsilanti goes big. And they give to the fullback. Patient run as usual, still on his feet, even stopped his momentum only to restart and continue driving forward. So they needed one, they got seven, and it's first and 10 from the 29 now for Ypsilanti, and the run game continues to be uncontested here from the Jackson defense. I say uncontested, I mean they've just been managed to get the chunks that they need when they need them.
Yeah, I mean that was Andrew, and again, you said being patient. Just a lot of Jackson tacklers that aren't bringing him down. Got to finish it off.
Shotgun, and Taylor looking to throw. Gets a step on a fade route into the corner, and incomplete. The throw was there, and it looked like just dropped it right into his basket, but Derek Graves unable to hold on. And I think maybe some credit to that defender on the play to getting a hand in there to knock that away.
And I think that was Davis again. But again, Steve, that's Ypsilanti, what feels to me like helping the Jackson defense out by passing on first down.
Yeah.
They seem to be picking up 4, 5, 6, even more yards anytime they run it. I think the Vikings will take it.
Second and 10, 29-yard line. Shotgun for Taylor in motion. Fakes to him, gives to the running back. Looked like he had a head of steam as he hits the line at top speed. Carries down to the 21. So second down, they get 9 yards on the carry. The give to Maurice Shamwell, junior running back for the Grizzlies, and that'll make a third down and just a little over 1 yard, it looks like.
And I suppose maybe that was why that pass play on first down, they're figuring at this part of the field, they're going to take 4 plays regardless. Mm-hmm. Maybe you catch Jackson napping. Maybe they just feel confident enough that in the other 3 plays they can pick up 10 yards rushing if that doesn't work. There's a reason to feel confident.
8:36 to play here, third quarter. A game brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Under center for Taylor, the big set that they use, and they get the Vikings to jump. A little hard count, so they won't even have to run a third down play. Mark off 5 yards, move the chains, and first and 10 for the Grizzlies from the 16-yard line, moving into the red zone and knocking on the door here of a chance to put a 2-score distance between themselves and the Vikings.
From way up here, we can't hear that hard count. It must be a pretty good one, though, because that was 3 Vikings going offsides there.
Man, and you're already in that third and short where they know they got to get you stop for no gain, so they're already trying to be a little aggressive, jump that count, and so the two things just come into cooperation. Back to throw, and again, that fade route into the corner, up high for Smith this time, and he's covered well by Davis, and that's incomplete.
It's almost as if the Ypsilanti coaching staff are talking over there, and they have bets, and they're like, you know, I bet you we can get this to work once if we keep doing it. Okay, I mean, no, you can't.
For fairness sake, it worked both times. The route worked, and the throw was kind of there, but I think pretty good coverage for Davis on both times.
I think so, too. If you're going to throw it to somebody, I wouldn't throw it to who Davis is covering, but, of course, they have one receiver out there.
Yeah. Son Smith is out there again, split wide. This time they give it up the middle, fullback grinding. He's only going to get a few, and so the Viking defense maybe, like you said, helped out a little bit on the incomplete pass on first down and brings up 3rd and 7. And, of course, we anticipate that they'll use 2 plays here to get those 7 yards if they need them. And the clock continues to run, and if you're Ypsilanti, it does benefit you to shorten this game, especially if you take a two-score lead on this possession.
As you said, I think they're going to have 2 running plays to see if Jackson's D can bow up.
Come in with that big set. Jackson does defend. Ah, had him stop for no gain, and that twisting down tackle spins him forward to the 12-yard line, so actually turns into a small gain. Bring up 4th and 6 here for Ypsilanti. I keep wanting to call them Oakland because they're out there in that gold and black, and they are the Grizzlies, just like Oakland University.
Yep.
So it's little things that get into your mind that you just can't hate when you're doing radio, but
that happens to me in my everyday life.
Under center here, Taylor. Play action, bootleg, rolling out, throwing to Smith in the end zone. He's going to catch that for the touchdown. Good coverage, but a nice throw on the run for Taylor. And as he was rolling out, looked like the bootleg was there for him. He saw his receiver, put it on the nose, and another score for the Grizzlies. Makes it 35-22.
That was nothing for Smith. That was just a, what, 11-yarder? How long was that?
That was 12 yards.
12 yards, yep. Smith's fourth touchdown of the game, Steve.
Touchdowns today brought to you by Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
Smith's had so many, he should get a little bump from Aspen getting to say their name so often due to
right.
Smith.
Starting to get that those Al Bundy numbers for Polk High School. Push a snap. Hold is no good this time. Cena can't get the kick away, so Jackson smothers it and stops it, and now keep the lead at 13. And we will take a 30-second break and kick it off again. Jackson gets the ball back. Second possession of the half, but trailing by two scores this time on WKHM.
Phelps Towing wants to thank Jackson and the surrounding counties for making us your one call when things go wrong out on the roadways. Living in this beautiful area can have its drawbacks from time to time, from car deer collisions to blown tires from potholes. Call 764-1921 to get you back to your busy life. We also do jump starts and vehicle lockouts, as well as vehicle relocations and equipment hauling. When things don't go as planned on the road, call Phelps Towing on Page Ave in Michigan Center, 764-1921.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
WKHM.com. 6:33 remains here, third quarter, and the Grizzlies march it downfield, take a couple of shots to the end zone, finally get one touchdown pass, and fourth catch for Kasan Smith here. As we're still quite a ways away from the end of this game, and I don't think we're close to understanding what the end is going to look like. Another kickoff that looks like it's going to go out of bounds, and it does. So as much as you don't use a penalty flag and you give them pretty good field position, I don't think it hurts Ypsilanti to not have Jackson returning kicks.
Yeah, I think you talk about halftime adjustments all the time. I do believe that's one of them, where some coach just stood up and said, hey, here on out, let's just start him at the 35, because that's as good as we're going to hope for if we kick it to him.
Yeah. There are much worse scenarios than first and 10 from the 35 for the Vikings with these two tremendous athletes that return kicks for them. Ramirez and Davis both are in the backfield here now for the Vikings. Three receivers left, one to the right. Spread it out for the Vikings. And Ramirez rolling out to his left to throw and uncorks one. Spinning catch. Defender got there a little late, and great hands on the play for Jaden Potts to just squeeze that and spin it down. So it only goes for about 5 yards, but that's a good catch and kept it from being batted away.
That's what I love about high school football. You can say good hands from the punter on that catch. You'll get to say that on Saturdays and Sundays.
He's lined up again left side. Ramirez looking to run right away. Sees his hole closed. Bounces out to the left side. To the 45, to the 47, and brought down. And that'll be first down distance for the Vikings. Move the chains. And they'll put it on the 46. But still a good run by Ramirez as he went initially, took off to the right side of the line, bounced it to the middle, and then had to bounce it again to the left and race to the corner, got the edge, makes the first down distance, and he gets to play from the sideline.
And throwing a little basketball at you, Ramirez kind of broke some ankles. Derek Andrew thought he was going to tackle him, and Ramirez just left him standing there.
Really nice crossover for Ramirez. Shotgun now, two receivers to his right, and snap is low. He's running again. This time splits the defense through the middle, spins away from a linebacker at the 45 in Ipsy territory, but he does go down on the spin, and still second down and one for the Vikings. Probably less than one right there, and a nice 9-yard gain on first down for Ramirez.
I think it's probably a coincidence, but that's again another low snap, and you said it earlier where it's like Ramirez gets a little head start. Maybe
right.
That's happened 3 or 4 times now.
Just kind of leaning forward, and he knows where he wants to go with it. You wonder if those snaps are a little more like that. No, he just takes off. Still fine. Got the first down distance. Trying to pull away from a would-be tackler to the 41 in Ipsy territory, and a first down for the Vikings from there. And I saw that at some point during that first game against Western, we saw Jackson. That did end up being what they just ended up Ramirez, where do you want to take it?
Yeah, well, and I'm okay with that in this game too.
It's going to wear him out, you know. You think?
Yeah, you throw Davis in there sometimes,
yeah, but I think they will.
But let's keep it on the ground, Vikings.
Rolling out, looking to throw though. Ramirez has to escape a tackler in the backfield, gets away from him, ends up gaining a yard, but that is chased down and tackled by Caleb Smithson, who spent some time on his back with an injury timeout earlier, but seems physically fine right now. That looked very fast on that play.
Yeah, he ran down Ramirez as he rolled out right.
Second and 9 for the Vikings from the 41. Ramirez in the shotgun. Davis back there with him. They're kind of going with this almost pro set. There's a wing H-back down there. 3:24 to go, third quarter. Play action fake, and now end around play for the Vikings. Head of steam getting to the edge and running into a pile. Close to the first down distance for Davis on the play there. He's going to get to the 34, which will make it third down and 2.
And I like that, too, giving Ramirez a little breather from carrying it, because Davis has been great every time he's touched it tonight.
Yep, and a little misdirection there. You always got to account for where Davis is on the field. Right now, he's lined up in the slot. Ramirez in the shotgun, takes it, running, looking to get that first down distance, then accelerates, turns on the afterburners, gets into the secondary all the way down to the 25-yard line. First and 10.
Ramirez showing a little patience there before he hit that acceleration. Did a good job, too, of following the fullback.
Sometimes these runners do kind of just follow right behind a lead blocker from the line, even so much as, like, running into them. But as long as they know that that's what they're going to do, when they get that hole, that secondary hole, they take off. There's Ramirez going to left side. He's still on his feet down inside the 20 to the 15. And he goes down to the 14. The football came out at the end of the play, but he was already ruled down. No! They just gave it to...
Oh.
Did that get stripped away from him?
Boy.
Coach Parker doesn't like the call.
Yeah.
But they're going to give it to Ypsilanti at the 14-yard line.
That's another one where they need some replay, because I thought he was down for sure.
Coach Parker still demanding explanation. The second time he's angrily walked away from the officials.
Is that just the second time?
On this moment.
Steve, I just got a score from Michigan Center, 43-8. All done is the text I'm getting.
Oh, is that the...
I don't know what that means.
Clock runner? Or what's that? Clock starts running nonstop.
Yeah, I guess that could go fast. We're down to a minute 58 here. In the third quarter.
It's really burned through the third quarter here. Long clock running drive by the Vikings. Shame to come away empty-handed on the turnover. We're still not exactly sure how that happened. Kyrie Reed takes a handoff on first down for Ypsilanti. He's going to get 7. Second down and 3. No, second and 2. They give him 8 yards from the 23-yard line. And they did put that right on the 15. I still thought they had signaled at the 14. But anyway, with 1:38 to play and the clock running down to the end of the third quarter, a 35-22 lead for Ypsilanti with the football, second down and 2 from their own 23-yard line. Again, a ruled a takeaway by Ypsilanti, and it might have just been stripped out of his arms. Second down play and another explosive run on the backfield for Ypsilanti. Kyrie Reed, you don't want him to get into a running rhythm, because he's a load to take down, and he's pretty quick out there to the 38-yard line. First and 10 for the Grizzlies, now down to 67 seconds left in the third quarter.
Yeah, with a 13-point lead and the way they've run the ball, I would be shocked if we even see this ball go in the air again.
They run it down to 46 seconds. Snapped and given off to Taylor. This time an inside run to a wing. He's going to take it to the 41-yard line. And looks like that carry goes to number 5, Derek Andrew. Second down and 7, and that should be, I think that's going to be our last play of the third quarter.
And that was Galloway again on the tackle.
About 20 seconds. I'm trying to, we don't have that play clock to, for us right. to look at and say, hey, well, how much time do they have? But I don't know if they need to run a play.
Yeah, I think they can run out the quarter.
Yeah, they're still huddled up. I don't think they're going to run anything. 4-3-2-1. End of 3, 35-22. Grizzlies lead it. Ypsilanti has the football when we return. We'll flip the field. They'll move right to left when we come back. 60-second break, fourth quarter upcoming on WKHM.
Get a great deal on versatile Kubota equipment today, like the Kubota L-Series compact tractor, the number one selling compact tractor in the U.S., Z-Series mowers, and Sidekick utility vehicles. Stop by your local Kubota dealer today. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment with 0% financing available or save up to $3,500. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
King's Equipment, Kubota of Jackson, 2524 Lansing Avenue, online at KubotaKings.com.
You know who opens drains others can't? Minuteman Sewer and Drain. Sewer and drain experts. The only ones you'll call when you have a problem. Because no matter when it is, as always, Minuteman Sewer and Drain is there with same-day service. 24-7, 365. Minuteman Sewer and Drain will be there on that day you need them. Never hesitate to call. They can fix a problem before it becomes a bigger problem. And they stand by their name and guarantee their work. They open drains that others can't. MinutemanSewer.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Rico. The Boyle, Brian Haynes, 12 minutes left for the Vikings to get a stop to start, and then they got to get some points. The way the scoring happened in the first half, it looked like we might run this up. Jackson scoreless here in the third quarter, now playing catch-up for two scores in the fourth, and second down and 7 for the Grizzlies, and they've been moving the football on 3 straight carries here in this possession. Taylor in the shotgun now. Back to throw, looking out left, out route, and overthrown, incomplete. Good coverage by the Vikings. And it, again, surprising play call at this point in the game where if you just get that clock started and run, the shorter the game gets, the better it is for you.
Yeah, just don't get it. And am I wrong in saying that it looks like those receivers are taking off early every pass
yes.
play?
Yeah. No, you're not. I mean, no, you're not wrong. I agree. It's been that way every play.
They haven't called it yet against
I think
them.
They maybe called it that first time on that that drive at the end of the half, and then they still continued to do it, but never got a whistle. Let's see what happens here. Third down and 7. Run play. Broke a tackle in the backfield. On his feet, picks through, and he's going to get first down distance up to the midfield. And again, that's a tackling issue. The Vikings have a guy back there, lays hands on him, but unable to really even slow him down. They're going to move it out to the 50-yard line, first and 10 for the Grizzlies there. And if you can't get that stop on third down, how do you get off the field?
Yeah, high school athletics is funny. As a coach, you can do all the right things and teach the right things, but then the players still have to execute. Mm-hmm. And again, I don't feel like this has been a bad Jackson High defensive plan. They've just missed tackle over and over.
First and 10 from midfield. Taylor looking to throw again. Has time, gets it away, one-on-one on the sideline. Throws it up. Smith makes the catch, but it'll be out of bounds. Second and 10 from the 50 for the Grizzlies.
Well, I'm just an announcer. What do I know? But but here it's 10:59 to go in the game. You're up 13. One team has not shown you at all that they could stop the run. And for some reason, Ypsilanti continues to throw. And it's always almost always on first down, too.
Yeah. And perhaps it's just something you want to work on or want to be able to do, and they still have confidence that with 3 more plays they can get that first down. Or even if they give it back to Jackson, they're not worried about the big score. I mean, it's just confidence perhaps. Overconfidence, I would say, because you're giving them a chance to stay in it. Another misdirection handoff. That almost looks like a little wing T they run out of that shotgun. And a handoff goes inside and goes for another 10 yards to the 40-yard line. First and 10 for Ypsilanti. Now I'm adding Oregon in there. I think we had Shamwell on the carry. I could be mistaken, but.
Yeah, and, you know, I say I'm baffled by the passing again. I've said this before. Maybe they just are so confident that they can pick up the 10 yards the next three plays. It just doesn't matter.
First and 10 from the Vikings 40-yard line. Ypsilanti offense with a 13-point lead and a march going on now. Taylor in the backfield, shotgun formation. And I believe it is Kyre Reed, the deep back. Two receivers to his right. And gives to Reed, bounces to the left side off tackle, spins away from defender, spins again at the 30, still on his feet, now sprinting to the end zone. One guy to beat, and knocks him, no! Knocked the pylon down and a touchdown, 40 yards to the score, Kyre Reed for Ypsilanti. And it's a 41-22 Vikings lead, Vikings deficit after the touchdown for Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning.
I do not want to be one of those defenders on Sunday morning at film study and have to watch. I mean, how many missed tackles was that on one run?
Yeah.
Like maybe five.
I don't want to
it
be.
It was a good run by Reed. I won't take anything away from him.
Oh, no, but.
But
it piles out of what we were talking about. The Jacksons had opportunities and have not been able to make tackles in those moments. And I wouldn't want to be the tackling dummy at practice on Monday because that's going to be the drills. I think it's Oklahoma drill or something where you're just wrapping up and taking somebody down. And they'll go for two here on the play. Make it 21, and the handoff goes into the end zone. And a new ball carrier taking it in. That is Christian Jackson, senior running back, for the two-point conversion, 43-22, a 21-point lead for the Grizzlies. 30-second break with a kickoff coming up on WKHM.
At Performance Automotive Northwest, they are a bumper-to-bumper auto parts store, keeping your car on the road all year. But they do more than just auto parts. Get ready for fall cleanup with the right tools from Performance Auto. Leaf blowers, chainsaws, and trimmers from Steel. Tractors from John Deere. And get your lawnmower and tractor winterized. Don't forget your propane refills for hunting season. Performance Automotive Northwest on Airport Road, across from Meijer. PerformanceAutomotiveNorthwest.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Well, we've still got almost 10 minutes for the Vikings' comeback attempt. Trailing by three scores now, and things look bleak, 43-22. Again, all of our touchdowns brought to you by Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning. They don't necessarily want to be out here sponsoring Ypsilanti touchdowns, but in this case, again, a squib kick. It does stay in bounds, picked up at the 20, running to that right side, and now looking to turn up field. Trio of tacklers bring him down, and we'll get a flag, and at the end of the play, that could be a block in the back. Davis with a pretty good return out to about the 36-yard line. Let's see what that flag is.
The way the Tigers' bullpen has been lately, they might want to look into this official. That was a good throw of that flag. That flag traveled 25 yards.
Still look, there's a personal foul. It's going to go against the Vikings. So that doesn't help anything when you're trying to make a comeback. We're down to 9:43. What's that Tiger score?
I think that's a final now. Tigers, yeah, they lost 10-1 to the Braves tonight.
Wow.
The Guardians up 2-0 on the Twins, and who's Cleveland's now just three games back.
Jackson ball, first and 10 from the 22-yard line. Four wideouts. Davis joining Ramirez in the backfield. Ramirez to take the snap. Rolling out to his left to throw. Let's one go. He's got a man alone. Sideline. Oh, throw is a little short. Couldn't locate it. Because even as short, he could have been able to come back and grab that. Was all alone. And it's just a long incomplete pass. Second down, but had some energy there because the guy was all alone out there.
Yeah, Ramirez running to his left, trying to square those shoulders up, and just as he's throwing it, takes a good hit from Roger Johnson.
You know, we hear that all the time. You watch NFL, even college sometimes, where they'll say, you know, it's really hard to run to that direction and still make that throw going that way. And you used to hear that all the time. And now it's just a play that's in the playbook. You have to be able to do that to play quarterback in some of these schemes.
And he did get a little bit on that throw for getting hit.
Just a little short. And, again, I think the receiver had an opportunity to come back to that. Now they do that little it's almost like a sweep pass play as out of the backfield Davis comes across. That time the throw is a little high. Davis has to go up and snag it, but he's going to stop for no gain and make third and 10 now for the Vikings.
Yeah, and if that pass is a little lower, I think Davis has some little real estate there to pick up some yardage.
We're at 9:22 to play here in the game. 43-22. Vikings trail. 22 first half points, held scoreless in the second half so far. I do have some other scores coming in. Getting excited for that Dearborn Divine Child and Lumen Christi game next week. They lead Country Day 31-0. Divine Child, Lumen's opponent on Friday.
Lumen needs to toughen up their schedule. Jeez.
There's a low snap. Ramirez rolling out, escaping, really, and three guys get there. He gets a throw and almost caught. He gets knocked to the turf as he throws. Too much pressure. It all started with a low snap this time, and that was no benefit to him, Brian, because he was retreating. As soon as he was able to get a hold of the football, and when it looked like he had space, another defender came up, got in his face. Lucky to get that away and have an incomplete pass, and now they'll have to kick it away. And again, an empty possession for the Vikings. And right now, the adjustment, second half adjustment game, that win goes to Ypsilanti. Other scores for us, Toledo St. John's has scored 29 unanswered points, and now they lead Traverse City St. Francis 29-14 in the third quarter at the Glass Bowl Stadium at the University of Toledo. Lumen Christi plays St. Francis there in 2 weeks.
It's going to be a fake punt here.
We get an offside on a hard count.
Boy, and Jackson has to go for this right now. You're down 43-22 with 9 minutes to go.
Still fourth down, but only five to gain. And the offense is going to come back out there.
Well, even with 10 to gain, the way their defense is playing for Jackson, I feel like they almost had to go for that anyway.
Yeah. You run out of time. We're down to 9 minutes to play in this one. You got to get three scores there. It's not out of the question by any means. But you need some big plays, and they've had a dearth of big plays here in the second half.
Good use of the word dearth.
Yeah, I don't get a chance to throw that out very often. I hope it was correct. Snap a little low, rolling out to throw, looking. Ramirez pumps, holds it down, now throws it, intercepted at the 35. And taken down to the 25. First and 10 there for Ypsilanti. I don't see any flags. So interception on the play by Terrell Booker, sophomore defensive back for the Grizzlies, and they take over.
I'm actually going to give Ramirez some credit there. Fourth down, you know, he was wrapped up. You see sometimes guys just not throw it because they're worried about an interception. It's going to be their ball anyway. At least Ramirez put it out there.
Yeah.
You maybe get a penalty. Your guy comes up with it, whatever. But, that was on the return. I was going to say, they call the penalty after the interception.
Yeah, leaving contact on the return, but it is Grizzly ball. Let's take it off to the 38-yard line. So it's as though it was just a bad punt for the Vikings on the interception. And, gosh, I want to say Ypsilanti's just going to run this out, but they give it on a sweep play, bounce to the outside, now looking to cut back in. Good defense there by the Vikings, going for little or no gain. Derek Graves brought down by a gang of Vikings.
Steve, we talk about Saturdays and Sundays, and, you know, all the time you hear talk about the offense needs to keep the ball to give the defense a little rest. Mm-hmm. And that's something in high school, you know, we talk about the Jackson High missed tackles, but a lot of the guys playing defense are also playing offense. There is no rest.
No.
So, you know, if that's an important thing in college and pro, it's also important in high school. Problem is, it's the same characters out there, so there is no, we need a little drive here to give them a rest.
And that, you know, we always hear, well, these 16-year-old kids, they'll be fine. But there is a fatigue factor late in games. And even, you know, if they were to play have to play again tomorrow, you know, they wouldn't have the same explosion that they do when they're more fresh. On first down, they go for about five, second down after the stop on first down. 5 yards and a third down now for Ypsilanti. Still a chance for Jackson to get this football back without giving up any more points. What they have surrendered is several minutes off the clock. We're down to now 7.5. Taking their time to run the play. Ypsilanti is. Taylor takes the snap, hands off. Kyra Reed bounces to the outside. He's going to get the first down distance. Breaks a tackle out to the 20-yard line and knocked out of bounds there. Stayed on his feet even after that. Gets all they need to get down to the 20. And number four, Kyra Reed, with the first down distance. And the clock stops on the out-of-bounds play at 7:12. But four more plays for Ypsilanti to run out clock and maybe score again.
And I can't see the number from clear over here. But again, there's Jackson High. Might have been the cornerback. Had a chance to bring Reed down, and Reed just kind of discarded him.
First and 10, 20-yard line. Hand off to the right side, cutting back into the middle and brought down up the six. Oh, they're going to put it all the way back at the 19. I thought he had a little more yardage than that. That was Derek Andrew on the carry. Second down and 9.
Under 7 minutes to go.
43-22 is the Ypsilanti lead. Looking to make it 2 wins in a row over the Vikings. With a kind of an offset eye here under center for Taylor, and again letting that time tick down to 6.5. The hand up to the up back, and that's Andrew again. Staying on his feet and rumbling down past the 15 to the 12-yard line, and that'll make it second down and 3. Excuse me, third down and 3 for us. Substitution coming in for the Vikings. Going a little bigger on the D-line. That's Vince Jones, the third senior for the Vikings, ready to plug up the middle. That's where everything's gone on this possession for Ypsilanti. It looks like they finally resigned themselves to just running out the clock and finishing things up. 5:50. And third down and 3 from the 12. Excuse me, the 13-yard line. And there's another give to the fullback. Nearly a mess up on the exchange. Manages to stay on his feet, but he's going to go nowhere. Bringing up fourth down and 3 for Ypsilanti.
And this clock is going to be under 5 minutes before they take this next snap. What's already looking bleak would be almost impossible if they pick up this first down.
Yep, the chances are slim, but you want to keep them slim instead of none. Throwing to the end zone on fourth down. Had it for a moment, but knocked away and incomplete. So on fourth and 3, they go into the end zone. Intended receiver on the play, Caleb Smithson. Incomplete Viking ball. First and 10 from their own 13-yard line.
So you're saying there's a chance.
What was all that one in a million thought?
Well, first things first, a quick touchdown. I'm always the eternal optimist thinking,
right.
Hey, there's...
Well, don't you want to be here when something like this happens?
That's right.
43-22, they trail 21 points, 4:43 left in this game, and we'll remember that 4:43 mark as a huge stop for the Vikings if they come back and win this one, and they get it out in the middle of the field and it's intercepted. And that's... a shame the receiver, intended receiver on the play, didn't even pursue the interception. And it's going to be first and goal for the Grizzlies. And I'm looking for a spot at the 8-yard line. Interception on the play made by Martez Boyd.
And you're right, you don't want to be that receiver in film study either, where you're seeing just stopping and not pursuing the tackle.
I keep seeing a clip of a offensive lineman. I'm not sure which team he's on right now, but I saw it a couple times on social media where they said, just watch number 73 on the play. And they run the play. He doesn't hit anyone right away. He's kind of like moving like he's looking for someone. Never touches anybody on the play. It ends up being like a 4 or 5 yard gain, but that guy never touches a guy on the play. And I was like, oh man, you don't want to be in the film room when they point out that you didn't get any, you didn't get a helmet on anybody as an offensive lineman. Grizzlies will take a timeout. We're at 4:33 to play. Let's take 30-second timeout from the broadcast and come back and wrap things up here. 43-22, the lead for Ypsilanti on WKHM.
Hi, this is Matt Grimes, Grimes Plumbing. Is a leaky faucet driving you crazy? Or maybe that running toilet just won't stop running? At Grimes Plumbing, we handle all your plumbing problems. From clogged drains, leaky faucets, to hot water heater repair and replacement. Don't let plumbing issues ruin your day. Our expert team is just a call away at 517-748-7173 or online at GrimesPlumbingCompany.com.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
All right, first and goal from the 8-yard line, 4:33 left in the game, and it starts to feel a little academic here, going through the motions. Final minutes of this game as much of the fans have begun their exit here at Withington Stadium, Dungy Field. Play action and bootleg here for Taylor, and he'll run it in on first and goal. 49-22, and we get a flag coming in late in for the celebration, I think.
The 12 fans from Ypsilanti remain.
They're still
here. They're riveted.
Yeah. Or maybe they're... The conversion van they all rode in is blocked in, and they know they can't leave yet. It's a little bit of a hike back to Ypsilanti, but they'll be in a good mood.
Yeah, they sure will.
They outplayed the Vikings tonight, and now 49-22. I'm not entertaining any hopes of a comeback at this point, but the Vikings offense is going to want to go out there and at least get move the football a little bit. Couple turnovers here. Scoreless in the second half was surprising, really, Ryan, up to this point. And I think we'll get an extra point try here.
Steve, I said I was the eternal optimist. I've even given up hope. In fact, I'm about to be like the Jackson receiver. I'm just going to walk out of the booth. Hey, we'll see you next Friday.
All right, well, I got to take the equipment. You know, I can't go with you, but.
Well, that sounds like a Steve problem.
It does.
I wouldn't leave you, Steve.
Extra point try looks good. It is. 49-22, make it 50-22, giving up 50 points. All Ypsilanti here in the second half. 4:27 remains, and we'll take a 30-second break and kick it off when we come back on WKHM. And
we can't predict everything in life. Perhaps no one understands that more than Michigan farmers. Weather, poor crops, the economy, all are variables that farmers learn to navigate every season. The Jenkins Insurance Group, your local Farm Bureau insurance agency, represents Michigan's largest farm insurer. They're here to help protect your farm and rural lifestyle. Call the Jenkins Insurance Group today. They're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company, at 879-5171.
Listening to High School Football on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com. And online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes, Final Four 27 to this one. And I did get an update. Springport 35-0 final over Vermontville Maple Valley in the Springport squad, 4-0 now on the season.
Are we also down to giving updates like Ben just told us he shot a 50 today?
Oh, like, I would never say that out loud on the radio.
Well,
Ben's good to us over here, update. Brian.
But what, you know, some people listening would say, "Hey, I'd take a 50."
Take a 50, yeah.
Yeah,
and I have.
I'm kidding.
I shot a 46 on Thursday.
Okay, yeah.
So 50 is one bad hole away from
I'm real bad hole. I'm smelling maybe a live feed of you versus Ben, where I do the commentary.
And you're doing the play-by-play?
I'm not usually a play-by-play guy, but I think I could do that for a golf.
Yeah, but who's co-hosting with you? I don't want to leave all that pressure on
you. Oh, no.
But I have to concentrate, so I can't be involved.
I have just the right person. Fitzy from the driving range. Fitzy, if you're listening, be ready. You're about to make your radio debut.
Where are we going? Where are we playing?
Bethpage,
Black.
I don't know that
Hickory
you'll
Hills.
Shoot 50.
I'll shoot 50 there for sure. I'll get to 50 very early in that round. All right, here we go. Vikings football. Hand off to Davis on first down on the sweep play. He's going to get about 3 yards. We got the football at the 50 right now. They pushed him all the way back to the other side of the 50. 4:12 on the clock running. Again, stick around post-game. We'll wrap this up pretty quickly when we're all done here at Jackson. If you really want to get all in on scores and high school football updates, Sports Saturday tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. with Luke Moorhead. He will be the voice you need to get you all the scores that we can get from around the area and beyond. Not to mention probably a pretty good preview for the University of Michigan-Nebraska game that's coming up tomorrow afternoon here on WKHM. That's 2:30 broadcast for a 3:30 kickoff. What's the line on that one, Brian? Vikings handoff going to go for about 13 past the 40-yard line in Ipsy territory down to the 37.
Give me a second on that. I am excited to watch that game. That's two quarterback prospects, two NFL prospects going at it, Raiola and, of course, Underwood. Why am I not finding that game? What time is that game tomorrow?
3:30. First and 10 Vikings from the 37-yard line. And that handoff's going to go for another big gain up to the 26. First and 10 again for the Vikings. We're down to 2:49.
Michigan, 1.5-point favorites at Nebraska.
Seems about right.
Yeah.
It could go differently than that, but that seems about right. The feeling leading up to it is that those teams are going to be similarly matched.
Yeah.
I love that Michigan defense is a Barnum. That linebacker's had a massive year. Looks great out there. Handoff again on first down. Dances a little bit. Bounces outside over the 25 to the 24. Second down for the Vikings, and we're at 2:19.
I feel like at this point, particularly in football, you know, at this point, it's like just nobody get hurt.
Yeah.
From either side. Jackson's still with their starters. There's skill position players out there.
Mm-hmm. Down to 2 minutes. Inside of 2 minutes. Shotgun. Ramirez. 50-22. Doesn't look like that will be our final. Jackson rushing down the field here. Fake the handoff. Ramirez loses his footing and he's going to go down. Football went down, so that's he lost grip on it. And it was loose, grabbed by Ypsilanti, but he touched the football down, and so he was down. Ground can't cause the fumble. Back to the 35, however, and it's third and about 18 for the Vikings. And I didn't see what even caused that, but Ramirez just lost his footing and tried to regain it, but he kept falling backwards. And if he had just gone down immediately, he doesn't lose all of that yardage. But
it looked like a lineman might have even stepped on his foot.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's kind of holding on to that hamstring a little bit. He's important enough to this team where I don't want him to take any more hits tonight.
We're at 108. And ticking down 50-22 again, looking like the score could be our final, depending on what happens here. They give to Davis, bounces it off tackle outside. He's got a head of steam out to the 20, spins down to the 16 as he's ripped down, and that'll be a first down.
And I'm all for, you know, play to the final horn and everything, but just do that maybe with your second team in there, because do you really want Davis touching it either?
Yeah, or taking that was not it. None of those takedowns at the end of those big games have been soft.
Yeah, no, no. Well,
31 seconds. Hand off again. He's going to take that one to the five. Bounce up a tackle there and into the end zone. Touchdown, Vikings. And we'll get a celebration flag at the end of the play.
And that's tough. You don't want the celebration flag when you're down
50-20,
yeah,
20,
30 points almost.
Eight. And at the end of that, the prior run, getting the first down, there was kind of a get up and signal that first down play. And it,
right.
You know. So the penalty will be on the kickoff, which is why the Vikings ended up starting at the 50 on this possession, because of celebration penalty from Ypsilanti on the previous score. All of our touchdowns today brought to you by Espen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, always on time or you don't pay a dime. And right now is a good time to get your furnace or your air conditioner service, because hopefully the way the weather's been, you don't need one, yeah, either one of them drastically. So if one's got to be down for repair or maintenance and need a part or something, it's okay that you don't have the furnace in the middle of the night.
You still probably have your AC kicking, though, don't you?
I think that's probably at my house, no.
Oh.
My wife is probably letting, you know, we're not there during the day, throughout the day, and by the time we get home, we can sweat through an hour and a half or whatever. Turn on a fan, and we'll be fine. We got ceiling fans. Snap a little high. Kick is real low, but it might have gotten up. No, no good.
It got blocked, but they were definitely offsides. But I see no flag.
22 seconds remain. 50-28, the score.
Like the refs have had enough, too. They were clearly offsides, and they thought, well, let's just be done. Should be one kneel and...
Yeah, just kind of... I mean, Jackson, they're getting on the board in the second half for the first time, but did not anticipate this second half from the Vikings. And they had kind of exchanged touchdowns throughout the first half and then came out in the second half and put up a goose egg until 22 seconds left. And by then, it's too late. And these are the games where... things get chippy on the field for the way the game has been going, and you hope there's no bad sportsmanship or anything late in the game where you're getting penalties or anything where players have to worry about, you know, getting in trouble with the coaching staff or anything. But I know it's hard as a high school student to go out there and do 22 seconds against these guys you're mad at and know that you're not, you know, your chance to win is gone. Still quite a few. The band's still here. There's still a lot of students down on the fence. A lot of pink shirts still in the room. It's been an excellent day for the cancer recognition that they do here at Jackson. Kick goes down, and it's fielded by Ypsilanti at the 44-yard line on their half of the field. And down to 21 seconds.
Steve, you are right. In the pink game, you know, I'm sure there has been some money raised for cancer research and whatnot, and it sure did look like a good turnout. A lot of pink shirts by being bought today.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll count that as a victory here in Jackson.
And as you mentioned, we're expecting maybe a kneel down here and a wrap it up for the game. Ypsilanti just made the better adjustments at halftime, came out and played ahead, got a better game plan for the second half, and certainly did a better defensive job against the Jackson offense than vice versa. And Jackson's, again, they had players in the right spots. They need to make tackles, and they didn't tonight. And something for the coaching staff to work on throughout the next week before Jackson is back in action. And they have Tecumseh coming in here next week. Never an easy game. Meanwhile, Ypsilanti will head to Pinckney, and that should be a pretty good matchup with Pinckney for the Grizzlies. And that knee should end things here. 50-28, our final score. And the Vikings take the L tonight. Let's take our last commercial break. And when we come back, we'll wrap it up. We'll get you our player of the game. And again, end the broadcast. Our final 50-28. Grizzlies win on WKHM 50.
For 80 years, we have all known them as Omnisource. With a new name, Omni is still all in for you. As one of North America's largest metals recyclers of high-quality ferrous and non-ferrous metals, Omni is a proven industry leader and solutions-driven partner dedicated to sustainability, reclaiming and recycling of ferrous and non-ferrous metals from sources including end-of-life products and residual manufacturing processes. At Omni, we're all in for the environment, all in for our team, all in for our partners, and all in for you.
It's that time of year. You're freezing in the morning, but having a heat stroke by the afternoon. Beat the heat during the day and stay cozy during the chilly night with Aspen 1-Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, your local Amana authorized dealer. Aspen provides fast, reliable repair services to get your heating and cooling back up and running. And consider a new high-efficiency Amana system to reduce those energy bills. Online at aspenheating.com. Always on time or you don't pay a dime.
You're listening to High School Football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com.
Steve Boyle, Brian Haynes in the postgame here. Vikings fall 50-28, our final score. One last score in the waning moments of the game, but other than that, Jackson shut out in the second half, and Ypsilanti not shut down in the second half. Their offense looked unstoppable, at least for this Jackson defense. And really great game for Kassan Smith. And Taylor, as the quarterback, did a good job. They didn't really turn it over. You didn't see a lot of pre-snap penalties or anything. Ypsilanti played well tonight and deserved the win. Jackson back to the drawing board, and they need to reevaluate and get ready quickly because Tecumseh is never an easy opponent, and that's who they host next week on Friday night. Our player of the game tonight for the Vikings, Jaden Ramirez. I don't want to say a tough choice, but there was a shortage of candidates because, they just kind of faltered in the second half and just looked like they needed somebody to step up and didn't have anybody who was able to do that. And so, again, that's something they'll be looking for in practice in the coming week.
Yeah, you mentioned it, tackling dummies.
Yeah.
They're going to get a workout this week. And rightfully so, because there was, and you know, we don't see it as much as, like, it was glaring tonight, the amount of missed tackles by Jackson. So again, I'm not saying that's a coach's issue, that's an execution issue, and sometimes you just got to go back to the basics, and that's going to happen to that team this week, I have a feeling, in practice.
Yeah, a lot of that tackling and more tackling. They looked really good in the first half. It looked like it was anybody's game, and Ypsilanti just adjusted better and won this one. So they move on and take on again. Ipsy goes to Pinckney next week. Jackson here versus Tecumseh. We will be back at Lumen Christi for football on Friday. Dearborn Divine Child visiting the Titans. 6:45 for the pregame, 7 o'clock for the kickoff from Spring Arbor Road. Speaking of which, Dearborn Divine Child, the Titans' opponent on Friday, 38-0 winners over Detroit Country Day, and that should be a pretty good matchup. And shout-out to Tom Ratchford, 4:37 remaining there. Toledo St. John's leads Toledo St. Francis 29-14, and the Titans do go to Toledo St. Francis. I misspoke and said Traverse City earlier, but so it's Toledo St. Francis that the Titans will take on in a couple weeks. So, yeah, tough schedule for Lumen Christi still going on in this season, and they seem up for it. Big games week to week, and they rebounded and handled their business against University of Detroit Jesuit tonight. Big win over there. We're shutting them out in the first half, what we saw. Meanwhile, Michigan Center looks like a win. Springport gets a win. And we didn't get another update, but it was 14-8, Vandercook Lake leading Addison. And I won't make you search for it, but
final. 17-16, Vandercook Lake.
The Jayhawks held on in a thriller over there, no doubt. And our last update from Leslie and Grass Lake was all Leslie, 40-8 at the half in that one. So a clock runner possibility, Grass Lake tonight.
Side note, 41-yard field goal from Vandercook.
Oh, wow.
You don't see that in the Cascades ball very often.
No, as a matter of fact, I almost made a comment. When was the last time we saw a team even kick a field goal?
Yeah.
You know, in a situation where they got down to the 5 or 6 yard line, fourth down, and kick a field goal. It rarely happens for us. And then, gosh, you get a game winner in there. That's a big deal. From 41 yards is that's a heck of a kick.
Well, I do have to tell you, that wasn't the last play or game winner that came at the end of the third, but it ended up being the difference in the game.
Decider.
So, yeah.
Well, points are points,
yep,
when you can
right.
get them. And if you got a guy who can kick a 41-yarder, then you utilize him. That's great. All right, well, we're going to wrap it up here from Jackson. 50-28, our final score. The Vikings fall at the hands of the Ypsilanti Community Grizzlies. And, again, Friday night, Lumen Christi, Dearborn Divine Child, 645, brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains that others can't. Thanks to all of our sponsors on the game. And thank you to Luke Moorhead, our executive producer. Catch him tomorrow on Sports Saturday, 9 a.m. here on WKHM. And then you get the Harvesting Jackson's Best program with Harvest Solar. 2:30 for pregame, 3:30 kickoff, University of Michigan Wolverines on the road at Nebraska live. And then for you Spartan fans, Fox Sports 101.9 FM, and it's a 9:30 broadcast for an 11 o'clock kick out west with the Trojans of University of Southern California. So it's going to be a late night Saturday night for the Spartans fans, and hopefully a successful one, but that's a tough matchup all the way over there on the West Coast.
You might want to just go to bed.
Brian, any final thoughts from Jackson High tonight?
My final thoughts were, even though in a loss of Jackson, I'm still counting it as a win with this pink game and all the support that I've seen here from the community and the players. And so probably more important things in life than the final score of a game sometimes. And tonight, maybe that's what you just have to hang your hat on.
All right. So for Luke Moorhead, the professor, Brian Haynes, I'm Steve Boyle. We'll talk to you next week on WKHM. Thanks.
Our live coverage of Jackson area football on WKHM Jackson's News Talk 970 AM, 101.5 FM, and online at WKHM.com is brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain, Omni, The Brokerage House, Brooklyn Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, Tom Coffee Soft Water, Jackson Public Schools, Aspen 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning, Kelly Express Mart, Performance Automotive Northwest, Grimes Plumbing, Blue Ox Credit Union, Will Be Transit Mix, Form Energy Drink, Aeroquip Credit Union, County National Bank, The Sykes Group at Morgan Stanley, Farm Bureau Jenkins Insurance Agency, Bailey Excavating, American Title Company, Phelps Towing, Alro Metals and Plastics, Trips Collision Center, Lammers Heating and Air Conditioning, Industrial Steel Treating, King's Equipment, and Double Chiropractic.